You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Winning huge money has never been easier than right now at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-day fantasy sports site. This site is amazing because you don't have to be a professional gambler to have fun. No matter your sport, college or pro basketball, baseball, even golf, DraftKings is awarding huge cash prizes this month during March Millions. Already some guy named James Tran won $1 million in one day. One day fantasy sports means no season-long commitment, no being stuck with players, just instant cash, instant gratification. Right now, you can play for free to win real cash at DraftKings.com. Up to $200 million. Pick any sport like college basketball. The madness has already started and free spots are going fast. Enter Kelly at DraftKings.com before Friday for a free entry. That's Kelly at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Join the riot!
All right, guys, what's up? Sorry about the fucking delay. Get off your phone. No phones, motherfucker.
I know.
No phones.
Last text out.
The last text. Welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast. We got a... I love these shows when there's a bunch of new motherfuckers and some old motherfuckers who haven't been here in a long time, which kind of makes you new again.
Yep.
I'm here, of course. Scopa, why don't you go around the room and introduce everybody?
Okay, to the right, we have Mike Lawrence. Say hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Who I love, who hasn't been on in a long time.
I'm glad to be back, man.
You fucking star, you.
To his right, we got Craig Mahoney, the founder of the Jersey City Comedy Festival, which we're doing a show April 1st.
We are.
Where are we doing the show?
You looked very surprised, Bob. For a second, like, oh, we are. Yeah, at Botello in Jersey City, right on the waterfront, overlooking the Hudson River and Lower Manhattan.
Overlooking a better city.
Yes, overlooking. Well, I'm contractually obliged to, you know, be nice to Jersey City, but
you can count the dead bodies in the water as audience when you do a head count.
Yeah, hey guys, look where we could have done this.
It's, hey, remember where those buildings used to be? Oh no.
If the guy running it was just a little more popular, we could be over there.
Hey, I could have done it in Manhattan. I'm a Jersey guy. I'm a Jersey guy.
I wish you were a Hoboken guy.
It's still one path stop. You walk a few blocks, you take the path to the Newport Path Station, you walk a block, you're there.
I'm already out.
Isn't it funny how people, like, describe how close Jersey is the way they would describe, like, fucking a tranny? Look, I mean, it's still kind of like, it's not that far off from...
Are you being transphobic, Mike Lawrence? Are we going to have to put you on the list with Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
Announce everybody else. I've said enough.
How could she be transphobic? You can't make fun of your own kind.
We got a new computer in the last couple of weeks. So if I'm if you see me doing multiple, I'm not ignoring you. I am listening, but I'm making sure the show's being recorded.
Yeah, he's also I'm more famous than everybody else in this room. So fuck you. This will be the least listened to episode we got.
Look at this guy. He's acting like he runs his own comedy festival or something.
I know I'm nobody. I'm not attracting any listeners.
Keep introducing people.
to his right, we have Monroe Martin back.
Hey, what's going on?
Yes.
Back for round two, I think, but back by popular demand. What's
round
up, Monroe?
Two, what well, last time, let me explain what that means, because we probably got new listeners by the last time. Last time, me and Monroe, was my Black Louis J. Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
He was the new Gomez. He was fucking he's just killing it. Came in, and then one day we were going back and forth on something, and I said something that everybody always has that one thing that you say. You know what I mean? Or some, and he snapped. And then I snapped on him. And it was like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. You don't know me. I'm like, I don't fucking want to know you. And, you know, I mean, look at the size of Monroe. And he's fucking 20 years younger than me. I'm really just a fucking angry cunt that deserves a nice mush in the face.
Did he ask you why you didn't have pictures of black podcasters in this studio? Is that what happened?
I'll tell you why.
I just noticed that.
I don't want to scare my white podcasters.
I can't imagine any scenario with you guys yelling that isn't do the right thing. Like, I
so, but we had a fight. But I love Monroe. I mean, you can come back. No, I told you can come back anytime you want. Yeah. And you haven't been on in 7 months. But I mean, now your suspension is up, and I hope through solitary confinement you learned not to fuck with me.
It's a new year. It's a new year.
No, not at all. I love Monroe. So welcome back, buddy. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then to his right, we have one of the founders of Cringe Humor Comedy. And one of the owners of the Stand Comedy Club, Chris Italia.
Can we just go by the owners of the Stand? Can we drop the Cringe?
I actually prefer just CH Entertainment. That's our management company.
Yeah, let's drop that too, because that's not that. No, I'm kidding.
That's really what I do every day.
It's really good. That's all I do is manage.
I'm not day to day at the club, so I really don't take credit for it.
Right. Yeah. So. All right. So how's it going over there?
Seems like it's going all right.
You know what? Go fuck your humble face.
I stop in now and then. Seems to be cool.
So what are you not dealing with the club? You're just dealing with the management.
I mean, when we opened, I was there every night. You know, made sure everything was working. But
okay. Now, second question: have you ever thought about getting your septum fixed?
No, I'm coming off a cold.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. But I love Chris because he's Chris Italia. He's Italian.
That's it?
He can't find. Yeah, well, it's one of the things that I like about you. If you were Jewish, I wouldn't like you as much. No, I'm joking.
So you don't like Dave? That's what you're saying?
Dave is a piece of shit.
He is.
No, he's a great guy, but he has a way better personality than you.
Like, sure. If
you were Jewish and this personality,
that's
off.
All we have as Jews. That's all we have is our fucking personality. We didn't get looks, you know. We didn't get anything else. We
I mean, the only reason why years. He's my partner is because he's Jewish.
You got the whole sense of humor and money thing, though. Yeah.
So they got music, too. Yeah. They're very good at music.
We were slaves. I love
the Gershwin Brothers. Yeah.
What's that?
What? They're very good at music.
A lot of, you don't know, like the lead singer Disturbed, he's Jewish, and a lot of their songs
Rick
are
Rubin,
pro-Israel.
It's a lot of producers and shit.
There's a lot of people in the music business that are Jewish, and a lot of musicians are fucking Jewish.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Robert Zimmerman. Who's
yeah, you don't think that, but it is true.
Well,
absolutely.
Most of, you know, if you listen to Sinatra, like almost every song he sings was written by a Jew.
A lot of people you don't think are Jewish. Dustin Hoffman, he's Jewish.
Gene Simmons and Dave. Thank
you, Mike.
I found out David Lee Roth was Jewish. I didn't know he was Jewish. I found
that out. You know, a funny thing.
Vibish Finkel from the show Picket Fences. Yeah, Jewish.
Who would know?
David Lee Roth is his uncle, Manny Roth, was the original owner of the Comedy Cellar.
Really?
And this building we're in.
No kidding.
Yeah, they own it. Manny Dorman. No. Jesus Christ, Dorman. Sorry, my brain just fried. Dorman bought it off of him. So all of a sudden, David Lee Roth one year was just coming around when he cut his hair and he was wearing fucking suspenders and shit. Weird, you know what I mean? Weird. Fucking regular guy, David Lee Roth.
Yeah, this is past the Mosley Bop days.
Yeah. Mosley Bop. Mosley Bop. La, la, la. Fuck off.
Louis Prima, not Jewish.
Louis Prima. Well, he was coming by, and then I found out that I knew Manny Roth, but I never put the Roth. That's when I found that he was. I go, he's Jewish.
When you hear Manny Roth, you think Jewish.
Yeah, when you hear David Lee,
you don't think Jewish.
And when they kick the Jew out, not as good of a band.
No, not
as good at all.
Never is.
No.
Not a good of a podcast either.
Yeah.
If I kicked you out, it wouldn't be as fun.
No.
That's damn sure.
Poland, not as fun as when they had a lot of Jews. Way more boring afterwards.
Hey, the Germans would have won the war if their Jewish scientists didn't come here.
Yeah.
So anyways, we put you guys together. This is, and you're new.
I'm very new.
Yeah. New to the show. Chris, you've been on before.
I've never been on before.
You've never been on. Oh, I've asked you to be on. I had your partner on.
Yes, you've had my partner.
Yes, I've had your
Patrick
partner.
On as well.
So. Right, yeah. Are you excited to be here?
Yes, very excited. I'm a big fan of the show.
I'm a big fan that you're a fan.
I listen every week.
Do you really?
Yeah, I swear.
Oh, that makes me happy. It does. It makes me happy. You're here for a specific reason, too, though.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that now?
Well, that would be the cue, fuckface. Have you done with, God, I hope you manage better than you do podcasts.
I am cringing.
I love cringe humor. It was so cringe back in the day. They would have now that they're associated. Now they're actually in the business.
We've become corporate.
They're so corporate.
I don't know. It's just CH. They KFC themselves. Yeah, right? We happen to have chicken, but it's not in our name.
They really did.
That's exactly what we did. When we
CH. I've got my list of talking points at the ready, and the guy who's more successful than me is.
It's so funny that you, Janine Garofalo's hanging out.
Oh, she's great.
She's awesome. But you guys she's used to fucking trash.
I never trashed Janine Garofalo.
I know, not you, quotes, but the website you were, I mean, cringe
when Patrick,
humor.
When Patrick started, he had a specific goal. When I came on board, I had
what was
goals.
The goal?
Our goal was to get...
No, what was his goal?
His goal was to be kind of like a watchdog for hacky and shitty comics.
And your job now is to let those shitty comics work on your stage.
That's not true.
And make money off of them.
That's not true.
And I thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
No, well, that's great. I love Janine Garofalo. I was very surprised. I thought, first of all, I thought when I met her, she would be cunty or mean.
No. Mm-hmm.
I met her at the show, and she was the sweetest, nicest person I've ever met. And she's so petite.
Yeah.
My favorite nights at the stand are when Nick and Janine are on the same show. Nick DiPaolo.
Oh.
It's amazing because it's like two extremely different point of views. And then they interact after the show and they're just hanging out and talking. And it's like, that's cool, man. That's why this place was built. So like those two people can
Let's
be on the
stop
one
you
roof.
Right there. Yeah. The reason why that place was built so you can someday get a Mercedes. Okay, so go.
Oh, that's a far, far, far dream.
I never said it was close. But I said.
That's totally not
I put
I
the word. Yeah, someday.
No one ever gets a Mercedes from opening a comedy club. They just think they will.
Oh, no, that's
I never thought that.
That's
me.
Bullshit. Apparently, you haven't seen every club owner in the world is a fuck has money. They cry poor. Fucking Vinny Brand owns a farm.
Oh, Vinny's come on.
See, he owns a fucking farm.
He's ridiculous.
He's like, I just added a fucking third guest house for the goats.
See, that's what's great when you...
It helps when you're the only game in town.
When you start headlining, you're in this fun place where they immediately tell you how much money they're losing. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that meant.
I
went with it because I'm a Mike Lawrence fan.
It made sense. I got it. It made sense.
You even listen to my B-sides. I appreciate it.
My B-sides. So we got a couple things. We're going to talk about why you're here, Chris, and then we're going to talk about why fucking Craig is here. Craig, you're not what I thought you were going to be physically.
Really? What do you think I was going to be?
Uglier.
You thought he was going to look like
Thank you.
You thought he was going to look like Patrick, right?
No, not Pat. Not that. No. not a guy who feeds prisoners. Patrick looks exactly what you think his
like
job.
Like short, squat, ugly, or
what
big.
His job should ugly. Be. Well, yeah. Dude, what do you think of guys who feed prisoners look like Patrick? Did he get his tooth fixed, though, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's good for him.
You want someone to look like that because then they go, I don't mind staying here. You know, that's what the outside
or they
world
go,
is.
I know that guy jizzed in my soup.
Totally did.
I know that guy fucking jerked off in the potatoes. But you're here for another reason, which we're going to talk about. But let's get into, first of all, you're here promoting the Mike DiStefano documentary that you guys are putting together. Tell us what it's about.
So we announced last week that we're officially doing it. We've been working on it for the last year, compiling, you know, interviews and doing a lot of our research before we dive in full-scale production on it. So last week we announced what we needed. Basically, we need to finish the film. We announced the Kickstarter, and we're asking for donations and, you know, make the project a reality.
What are you trying to? How much money do you need to get?
you know, realistically, to make something like this, you need at least over $100,000. But
all right, how about unrealistically?
We're asking for
unrealistically. We're asking 17 million?
75.
17.
I say we go unrealistically, and then we'll get to realistically easier. What do you think?
So we're asking for 75.
We need $45 million. Unrealistically. Unrealistically, if we can get $100 million, we're going to make this fucking... We're going to bring Mike back from the dead.
Yes.
We're going to get him. We're going to undig him, is what they say. Is that how they say it, technically?
It's going to be that Forrest Gump technology. It's like you're with him.
Like Fred Astaire dancing with the vacuum cleaner. Yeah.
We have Andy Serkis in a motion cap costume ready to play him. At any-
So yeah, we so that's great. You need around 17,000 million. 75,000 is a lot of money for a documentary. Didn't you shoot all the footage already?
No, we haven't. This is
look
not,
at me. Look at me. Stop. Whatever you're doing with your head, stop because it's weird. You did it for 10. You've been doing it the whole time. You said
that's what
now.
I always do. When I
yeah, do don't do that now because right. It's freaking me out.
All right, I'll
I got to put the light and block it. Go ahead. You can do it now.
All right.
There you go. Why? That seems like a lot of money.
Because this is not a regular. This is not like a stand-up documentary.
What's
this
it like?
This is a film, and we're chasing.
What is a stand-up documentary?
Stand-up documentary is like when you're watching a bunch of stand-ups sitting down, interviewing, you know, talking about stand-up.
What is this going to be?
This is about this guy's life. I mean, and all the different lives he lived. I mean, because there was a lot more than stand-up to his life, as you know.
So what do you think, around $25,000 a life?
$10,000.
$10,000 a life?
I would love to see you host like a Jerry Lewis telethon. Like, you just need $43. I mean, get the fuck over yourself, kid.
Man. Are we really going to cure this, or is this just for better wheelchairs?
Yeah. You made this disease up, didn't you, bitch?
We got Dean Martin backstage, but you can go home. We don't need him.
I just want to see Jim Carrey come out and make some faces.
Which you can't do anymore because of your disease.
Are you going to enter it in festivals? Or is it like straight
eventually,
DVD
yeah.
So you're doing this for accolades?
No, we're doing this to get Mike's message out.
No, I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. So,
accolades. He's trying to get his Mercedes.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my Mercedes.
That's what the Kickstarter's for.
Where is this car?
If a documentary is $75,000, yeah. I better see some whales killing SeaWorld trainers.
How much does a lower third cost?
Even that documentary was like $5,000.
We're treating it like
I think Forrest Gump was made for $75,000.
Yeah. And then you ask Craig, how much money are you raising for the festival? We just need $75 for path tickets.
We're trying to give drink tickets.
$75,000.
I need rent money. That's right.
This is a weird number to me. Why don't you just go 100? 75 is weird.
We need more than that, but we're asking for less because we're trying to do this on a very small budget.
Now, if you say you're doing this and you realize, okay, it's only going to cost us $50,000 to make it. What are you going to do with the 20? But say this happens.
Dude, it costs a lot to get Will Smith to do your theme song.
How about Wilson Vince?
Why you?
Okay, relax, Bobby, relax.
Do you know how much those samples cost?
Peanuts.
We're getting real sad about this, Stefano.
He just made a song. So I did wonder about this. So you raise $75,000. Say you raise $100,000. What do you do with that extra money?
Yeah, like what's...
It will be you. I mean, we're already, 20-30 grand in on this thing. So,
right.
It will happen, if we raise
more. What are you going to do with the money from the film?
If there's access money, then we would donate it. We would donate it to his charity.
What is that?
It's called Mike DeStefano Foundation.
What does that do?
Mike's foundation helps people in recovery. And, we've donated to Samaritan Village, which is Mike was a big part of. And we're establishing programs with, with different charitable recovery programs around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it will also... The plan is to get more awareness so we can raise more money for his foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do scholarships for kids and families that, are looking to kind of rebuild and, repair relationships and stuff like that. These are all plans we want to do. The documentary is going to be used as a tool to help the foundation.
Because I watched the Kickstarter video, right. I believe.
Yeah.
And, It's no. What are you laughing at?
Cause I don't know. I felt like you were gonna say something fucked up. Cause you were. Mm.
No, I was. I wanted to make sure I had my thoughts. Cause I'm not.
I thought you were gonna review it. I had 3.5 stars. You know?
Yeah. Like I don't like that you use clips. Yeah.
You're gonna use that $75,000 for cinematography.
You used me in it. I wasn't crazy about it.
Yeah. Is you gonna perform at Coachella like with the other?
I watched it while True Detective was buffering on
the
HBO.
Trailer should have had more.
You know
of
what?
Me.
First of all, that was real wordy. Yeah. But you got out of it. I don't know how you pulled out of that one.
I gotta say, Monique did a good job as the addictions he was running away from.
That's funny.
The Jew is way funnier than the black. That's all I'm saying.
Right now, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck's going on.
And at the end, we combine into Sammy Davis Jr.
But, well, I watch it. It's really great. It really does. It's not. It's very. It has a sad tone to it. It's very sad. It's not a. But then you know Mike, man. I remember when I met Mike. I was at the Stress Factory. He was middling for me.
Yeah, he was opening. I remember that.
And all he talked about was Mike. That's all Mike. Mike talked about Mike. And he was just like, I they won't give me a shot, man. They won't give me, you know, I just got to get in the fuck. How do I, what do I do to get in the fucking, I mean, I'm middle, it's good, but I know I got a headline. I want to, how do you get into the cellar? You know, and I'm like, dude, just keep doing what you're doing. I don't fucking know. I got my own problems. I got to deal with fucking Vinnie Brand doing 45 in front of you. And he's going to do a phone call. I got Julian McCullough fucking not to keep in time. I don't
He was very excited to open for you that weekend. I remember that.
So. And well, I was in my own world, which is so funny because it's like, you know, you think that, you know, oh, this is going to be great, but I'm just like, well, so we went to coffee every night, right. And we were in the sobriety together, and I immediately bonded with Mike. But you know, he was definitely this interesting guy, always hustling. He had so many hustles going on. And when I say hustle, I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it. I mean hustle like he's over here doing a show. He's starting a one-man show. He's trying to pitch a show. He's going to help drug addicts over here doing a show. And he was always hustling, man, making stuff where it wasn't. From nothing, which I love. I loved it. And then when he got his opportunities, he really did pass them out. He passed them out to his friends, especially people on the program. And here he is. He sold a show with me, Norton, and Voss, Comics Anonymous, for people in sobriety, which nobody ever fucking does. And I commend Comedy Central for actually letting it happen and being, a no-holds-barred
show.
We're
actually working on trying to revive that show.
Well, I hope they'll get a fucking check. That's my point. Where's my money? Mike's a good guy, but
talk
what
to
the...
Lou Wallach.
You're owed $75,000.
Does Lou Wallach have all the money?
Yes.
He does, right?
No, but he's helping.
Robert, what you should do is...
Then I'm never going to see
you
it.
Should start a Kickstarter for the money that you were owed for the...
I want $100 million.
You start unrealistically, and you'll get...
I want to do that, plus I have a new iPhone mount I'm working on. So you get that, you help me get my money back, and you get this new spin mount. I call it the spinny. I love Mike, and he went in a weird way, man.
He did.
He went in a fuck... I'm talking days before. I'm out in front of the cellar. And he pulled up and with his stupid... fucking Barracuda jacket, whatever. His gray hair.
He shot a friend of mine's pilot that day, like a web series or something.
Yeah, something like he was talking about that. I'm doing this thing, and I'm fucking, you know, I just got done. And I went to the doctors, AIDS free. That's what he said to me. His T counts were like fucking, you know, everything was getting back. And he goes, I got a physical. I got a heart of an 18-year-old. And then he died of a heart attack.
It was sort of, it was a vessel that was attached to his heart that kind of just exploded.
Why?
In his chest. I don't know.
Like, does that happen because of stress?
Stress, but it's also, he had heart disease in his family, and it just can happen at any time.
You think it was the years of just living hard and...
You know, we asked all those questions, and family asked all those questions. It wasn't anything to do with his.
So this was just a random fucking widowmaker.
I mean, sometimes shit just happens.
It just happens.
But not to us. Like we're comics.
Like Stevie Ray Vaughan gets clean and dies in a fucking helicopter crash. You know,
I mean, Stevie Ray Vaughan's dead.
But his brother Jimmy Ray Vaughan is still available for bookings.
He died in a.
Did he? What's the name?
Is that like Gallagher?
What's the name of that band?
Why couldn't that be Gallagher?
The plane was made of watermelons, and then
Gallagher 2 is still there. His brother's keeping his legacy on, like Jimmy.
You really are. That wordy one didn't work.
He was sober,
but you're throwing him out there.
I'm trying.
He's coming in hammering today. By the way,
I catch him at the end. Like I'm like, oh okay.
Do you want to see someone hold a gun to both Gallaghers and be like, which one's the real one? And they just shoot them both.
No, I just want. I don't want that question asked. I just want the end to happen.
Gallagher don't like me.
I remember
Gallagher's coming back.
I seen him at Broadway Comedy Club, and I didn't know that was him. And he was talking to one of my friends, Derek, and I walked up to him. I was like, "That's Gallagher ass nigga," and then he just looked at me.
I remember,
he smelled so bad that night.
He smelled so bad. Gallagher ass dude.
I was trying to put together a comedy show at the Stone Pony a few years ago, and she goes, "Well, we tried comedy here once, it didn't work." And I'm like, "What'd you do?" She goes, "Well, we had Gallagher here," and I'm like, "Well, you." Haven't really tried
Stone Pole in the East Village
and Asbury Park.
Like I said,
how awesome would it be if he died because his head got crushed in? That would be like the most appropriate.
if he has his mallets above his bed on a Final Destination,
like it's a 2 minute long. Yeah. You think other things are going to happen, and then a mallet just crushes him.
Let me ask you a question. Did you really expect somebody to respond well when you call him a nigger?
I didn't say nigger.
What'd you say?
I said nigger. Because I was already talking to one of my
friends. Reply that.
Nigger, but you understand. I was already talking to one of my friends, and I thought it was like a jokey joke thing. Like when you see somebody on the street, you go, look at Keith Robinson, blah, blah, blah. You point to somebody
and
who looks
say what?
Like that.
I didn't know it was him. He smelled.
Yeah, I didn't know it was him.
He's
working with rotten fruit all day. I mean, he's got to go to the produce store.
He smelled like urine. I was like, what the fuck is bum here right now?
Well, but you can't walk up to somebody and go, check out this Gallagher nigga.
I didn't say check out this Gallagher nigga. I just said it. I said check out this Gallagher.
I'm starting to see why it's been 7 months.
Oh, wait a second. How was it?
Gallagher looking ass nigga.
So if you put looking ass in front of
looking
it,
looking ass,
we're good.
Like, yeah.
So he, but you.
And I said it because I didn't know because there's a bunch of comics around.
So you didn't know it was the real.
I didn't know it was the real Gallagher. I didn't know. Fucking know.
That's funny. So you were fucking saying. And this fuck, look at this motherfucker looks like Gallagher.
I was already shitting on him. Like, look at him. He looks like Gallagher.
It's Gallagher, you idiot.
Because you said it like it's an insult to the guy who the insult would have been about. That's funny, dude.
It's hilarious.
That's funny, dude.
But to my defense, he didn't. He looked like him, but he also smelled like a homeless dude.
Yeah, he smelled like a homeless dude. I was like, what the fuck's this homeless dude doing in the cover? Now get him out of here.
Well, I mean, he's guys, I don't know. He's on rough times. I don't know if you've heard. Yeah. He's not doing any more specials in the South.
Yeah. And he's wearing pants made out of old tarps.
And he got his last pomegranates.
All the specials he did in the 80s, how do you lose all that money? Like, he had to have made a fortune.
Have you made money?
But I haven't done any specials.
No, but have you? No, I didn't mean that as like...
But it was the 80s. He probably snorted a fortune, too.
I can't see him on cocaine.
No, I mean, I know you don't make a lot off the special itself, but
you know,
people
do the math. Say you make $1 million. You're going to give half of that to the government. That's $500,000. You're giving 20% to your management agency, right? And then take another 5% for your lawyer for negotiating whatever shit that your agent couldn't handle. You're walking away with nothing. Now you get
whatever,
a house.
Yeah, whatever extra you make, you give to the lawyer, basically.
Yeah, it's squat. You don't make shit.
We got you an extra 5%. Listen,
running a comedy festival doesn't make any money either. I know all the money you got to fucking pay out.
Oh, boo hoo.
Listen,
nobody told you to start a festival in a shitty city, okay?
You Jersey just needs comedy. Stop.
Can you not do that? Estes. The one who runs a real comedy club is right beneath you right now. Stop stomping on the floor. What is this, fucking Jerry Springer?
If you build it, they won't come.
What?
Well, if you two draw, you know, they'll come.
Are you on it too?
Yeah, Mike's opening night.
We're not going to draw. I mean, I don't know how. Listen, this is the thing I say to people. Don't put a fucking weird show together in a weird place and expect me to bring people. I'm not fucking, you know what I mean?
Listen, Jersey City's weird, but there are a lot of people there.
All right, but are there? I don't know if there's a lot of Bob Kelly people there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
We will make them Bob Kelly people. How's that for a pitch?
All right, that's great. Is your mic off?
Just make sure he has your mic. That's all.
All right, so let me ask you a question. We're going to go back to Mike DiStefano. But what... my chair's rolling.
That's weird.
What is the... all right, so this festival. You start this festival. We're doing it. What day? April 1st, right?
8 p.m. Tuesday, April 1st.
April 1st, 8 p.m., YKWD. Are we doing a show? We're doing a podcast, right?
No, you're doing it. It's a stand-up show.
No podcast.
No podcast. I was told no podcast.
It's a stand-up show. We're doing stand-up, and then we're doing maybe a Q&A.
Like a Q&A afterwards. And
which is, you know what that's called?
Podcast.
Yeah. So
that isn't getting recorded.
All right. No, we're going to record.
Are you? Oh, cool.
I say we record that part, but yeah. So we're doing the show. It's me, Chris Scopo, Kelly Festuca, Dan Soto, Joe List, and Luis Gomez.
Yep.
So that's
it's a good show.
It's a fucking heavy show, and I'm on it.
Yeah.
So I don't have to fucking close. I'm hosting it. I'm not going up after these young fucking killers.
You're hosting? I thought Gomez.
Dude, my mane is brittle and falling out. I have a scar. One eye is fucking clear white. You know what I mean? I got one tooth chipped. I'm not fucking following these young lions.
Are you Randy the Ram Robinson? If you do one more act out, you will die.
Marissa Tomei will be in the back of the fucking show. Bobby will be like, "You're my family."
Have you ever seen Robert Kelly?
Hey, another song on it. Mike Lawrence. I like it. Keep
Thanks,
going.
Yeah, I try.
So what made you start this? I mean, were you from Jersey City?
I'm from Jersey. I'm from I grew up down the shore. But right. I moved up to Jersey City when I got back into comedy basically to be closer to New York.
Hang on one second. Okay, go ahead. It's cheaper. Let's just say that. It's cheap. I lived in Jersey City.
It was cheaper than Brooklyn and the Lower East Side. I lived in Jersey City.
A lot of people don't understand that Jersey City is, you can get to New York quicker fucking Upper West Side or East Side.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's
You can
great.
Get to all the clubs down here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go ahead.
So, it was literally, it was cheapest. I didn't know nothing about Jersey City. I moved there. And it is a great city. I like living there. It's great. And there is a comedy scene sort of sprout, and there are a lot of independent shows coming up. And I said to a friend of mine, I was like, there's like six different shows being run around town. Like, there's a Hoboken Comedy Festival. Why isn't there a Jersey City Comedy Festival? Let's just make it happen. And I decided, let's fucking do it. But also, I wanted to do it where it would be like, listen, I've been running shows. I perform in New York. I know enough comics where we can just book this thing. There are going to be no submission fees, no bringer shows, no contests, none of that bullshit. All I want is to get a bunch of the people that I know and love to do a bunch of shows in Jersey City and just show up and be funny and hopefully, give them... put them up in front of an audience that might normally not get to see them.
Do you have a Kickstarter? And is it $75,000?
No.
Let's get it off the ground.
Let's get it off. Can you let them
know? Hey, Bobby Kelly.
We are being sponsored by Dos Equis Beer and Jameson Whiskey, though. So.
Dos Equis.
My father was for 20 years, so that's good. Sponsored by us.
What's...
I was at a Jameson event last night, which is why I'm a little punchy today.
Well, so here's the deal. Are you like... Are you kind of a corporate guy? Do you do well at those parties? Because I'll tell you right now, I suck at corporate events.
No,
because I can't fucking hey man, I fucking suck at it. I
draw and paint pictures of Star Wars and Batman, and then I go out at night and tell dick jokes. That's all I fucking do.
We get it. You're a pedophile.
I don't know. I'm not a corporate fucking guy. I'm learning to be a businessman as this is happening.
Okay. Yeah. Right, I was just asking because I'm not either.
You know Chris Italia?
Yeah, and we'd be happy to work with Cringe Humor in the Stand and any future Jersey City Comedy Festival endeavors.
Well, wow, yeah. What connections
on the YKWD? That's what we do here.
Thanks, Bobby.
Well, I'm looking forward to the show. It's going to be a fun night. I always love work. I love doing comedy. We do shows some on the road. You're on by yourself, or even in the city where you're running around. You don't really get to hang out as much anymore. So I like doing these shows, and I like when people make something. My favorite thing in the world is when somebody makes something from nothing.
Yep.
When there's nothing there, and then some asshole just says, "What about this?" And then they do it, and they get another asshole. Like we did last night. We did Rich and Bonnie's "My Wife Hates Me" podcast live at the Village Underground, and it was fucking phenomenal. They went. Dan Soder went up and opened it. Then they Voss and Bonnie both did stand up. Then they sat down and did their podcast for half. And then we had Ron Bennington come out. We had the whole stage like a therapy set with the chairs and the tissues and the flowers and. And then we did Q&A at the end, and it was a fucking incredible night of comedy, but different. It was stand-up. I love stand-up, but it was this. It was more of a show, an event that you know, some people might never see again, you know, which I love. So I love when we can, you know, you're letting us fuck around at the end a little bit and do the Q&A.
Me letting you, I'm happy that you guys are taking part in it.
I was kidding you. I'll tell you to go fuck yourself. I'm doing it. Anyway.
I tell you, the one thing that I'm kind of proud of with the festival too is
your hair.
Yeah,
your George Clooney hair.
He's got a
brother. Where are thou?
It is getting gray.
He's got a fight with some socias after
I'm
this.
I'm a dapper Dan man. Damn it.
I'm a dapper Dan. I don't use.
I don't want fop. Damn it.
Fop.
So no, what I like is it's not all stand up too. We're doing sketch shows, obviously, but we're having some live podcasts. We're doing a live book reading. For the thing, we got like comics who are also authors, and we're doing like comics who've done like web videos and stuff. I want to mix it up and do like a whole bunch of different shit.
Bobby's an author. How come you didn't ask him to read from his book?
I'm sure. Come by. You want to come back again on Wednesday and read your book?
No, I don't.
What? Cheat, right? Is that the thing?
Yeah, cheat right behind you.
A book reading in Jersey. That's. I heard the headliner's a tumbleweed.
Says the guy. Wait. Nobody from Florida can talk shit about Jersey, all right?
The book we're reading tonight is The Monster at the End of the Book. Starring Grover.
Yeah. The book we're reading tonight is Born to Run liner notes.
I love that you just referenced that. I fucking made a tweet like a few weeks ago, like, when are we getting the gritty reboot of Monster at the end of this book?
My favorite book of all time.
CGI version. Yeah.
My favorite book of all time.
It's big.
It's you. Huge. It's you.
Oh, it's me. It's all the you. Time. Little Grover.
How fucking great is that book? I love it. I have a brand new copy at the house.
Do you really?
That's awesome. From my son.
That is a timeless
Grover gets
tale.
No fucking credit, man.
No.
Fucking Elmo came in and like pushed him out. And
yeah.
Elmo fucking sucks.
Elmo's a fucking and red Elmo's Grover.
Elmo's a kid toucher.
Hey, shitty. Yeah, but like Grover had neuroticism and stuff. Telly was my guy. Telly was like sad.
Which one's Telly?
Telly was the purple one.
Telly monster, yeah.
He looked like an old Jew. Like he looked beaten and I'm sick of burying my friends. Like really just fucking.
I'm sick of burying my friends?
Yeah, just had that like, you know, disheveled like old, like Lower East Side Jew.
He's the one on the Christmas album when they sang Deck the Halls. He sang Wreck the Halls. And they're like, no, Telly Monster. It's Deck the Halls.
I don't know if I should fucking call the cops on you fucking too. Pedophile. I mean, Jesus Christ.
My ringtone is an Amber Alert.
That's fucked up.
Oh, that's so good.
So, this, how many years have you been doing this festival?
This is year two. We're just getting going here.
I had to bring a friend to go see the Lego movie because we both were like, we want to go see it and we can't see it alone.
I'll tell you what, in all seriousness, though, Mike did last year and it was a full house. It was a great show. Yeah.
So awesome. You did it last year. Where was it? What's a full house?
It was a restaurant. There was like 70 people there. I think we're going to have like 125 for our show.
That's great.
Yeah.
You're on the show.
Huh?
You're on our show.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a lot of comics.
I'll be quick.
No. What is that? I'm not going to blast.
Wait, why are you on his show?
Yeah.
Because I put the fucking festival together.
So are you doing time or are you introducing it?
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Why is
it's his show. You should let him do his show. You shouldn't be on his show. You force yourself on his show.
Well, it's a comedy show. It's
hang
all
on one second. Will you breathe? Did you forget to breathe in the middle of the sentence?
Here's the thing.
It's his show.
It's his show. Like, you should just let his guys do the show. You shouldn't be on
I love this podcast. You guys can, you know, promote your projects, but people will want to see them even less after things are
done. I didn't force myself. I asked. I said it would be cool if I did a spot.
A lot of comics, Bobby.
Well, that you didn't force yourself at all. I mean, but you are the guy running it. So when the guy runs it, that'd be like Noam asking if he came in, the owner of the comedy
shop,
if he came in right now and said, do you mind if I sit down? Well, no, but yeah.
that's like Vinnie Brand opening for you at the Stress Factory.
For everybody.
Well, that's the last thing I want to be is a Vinnie Brand.
No, dude, you're not at all. I'm glad you're on. I'm glad that's I like that shit.
If I didn't think I would do a good job, I wouldn't.
Well, let's not get carried away.
It's not like you're doing a good job. good job or not. That's not what
no one starts a festival because they're being booked too much. Let's be honest. All right. I got all these spots. I got to just centralize them to a local place where I can do them all conveniently.
Can you stop playing John Bottom? You got to stop the feet thing.
Oh, sorry. I
really, there's an office underneath us. It's
the one, trying to be a black comic.
I know. I laugh like a Def Jam comedy.
Yeah, you really do. You're like a black girl at the Apollo.
I do.
Your fucking knees go up. You hold your mouth like an Asian woman. Just, so you're on the show. How old are you?
I'll be almost, I'm a month away from 36.
No shit.
Yeah.
So we're doing the show, and it's at, what time's it at?
8 p.m.
So we're doing straight stand-up, Q&A
just
at the end.
Find out about the show? Huh? A podcast idea?
Look, Chris Ellis. Listen, Chris
Robert
Ellis.
Just had him on to clarify the information.
Chris Ellis.
This actually isn't. You guys are just here. This is a meeting. This isn't even going out.
So you're doing a show. Where is it?
Didn't even negotiate yet.
And I'm on it?
How much?
Okay. Chris Ellis.
So can I get 3 drink tickets? Can I just please?
Jesus Christ, I can't get this out. Chris Ellis. Chris Ellis and the Laugh Button are producing this.
Yeah, we're co-producing
so
with them. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I love working with the Laugh Button. I love Chris Ellis and Maddie. So they came to me and they were like, we want to do something with the festival. We want your podcast. And I do this a lot. Look, that's why we're not doing the podcast, because I kind of do the podcast live over at the Village Underground now. That's kind of my home for that. It would have been the stand, but I heard bad things.
A lot of bad things.
What?
A lot of bad things.
I heard bad things about you guys with microphones and things like that.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. But, you know, that's kind of the home of Riotcast now. Yeah. So, but this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. You better be funny, because if you stink,
let
you know
him
what?
Open up the show. That's how you do it. Pressure. He opens it up. He stinks. You're like,
You're going to go up before. It's going to be you. It's going to be you and Kelly, or Kelly and you?
Kelly than me.
Why?
I don't give a shit. I thought it was just.
Well, Scopo might be going up first, too, though.
I'll go up first.
I'm going up first, so I'm fucking breaking the ice, because I told Lewis he's hosting. Why do I have to host?
Huh?
I was like, because it's my show, and I want you to host. Yeah, but why don't you have Scopo do it? Well, I don't fucking want. I want. You should, what about being grateful that you're on my fucking show?
Man. Your Luis Gomez seriously. Just sounds like out of breath Batman.
I thought it sounded like Keanu Reeves a little bit.
I guess the Joker got away again. No me gusta.
Mike Lawrence is fucking That's annihilating great. On this show. Welcome back, Michael.
Thanks, man.
Lasers.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? But so now I'm going to host it because Lewis guilted me somehow.
Hey, whatever you guys want to do. I'm going to go up first, second. I don't care. I have to go.
You should come out to the Vince McMahon No Chance in Hell music since you own the festival.
What? You're staying the whole night. Did you say you have to leave the show?
I have to go set up the 10 p.m. show. So,
you're coming on my show and you're not going to be around for the whole show?
I will be around for almost all of it.
What the fuck?
He's black daddy.
He really did just fucking jam himself on my show.
He's coming on your show.
He's got to go first. I got
to
go first, too.
I have to be at every festival event.
This motherfucker is acting like he owns the place.
Are you performing on the 10 o'clock show, too?
Yeah.
No, but I'm running the festival. I need to make sure it's set up right. There is no staff.
Are you on the 10 o'clock show?
No, I'll be there for the whole thing.
Answer the fucking question.
I'm not on the 10
He's
PM
headlining the 10
Guess who's going to be at the 10 o'clock show?
10 o'clock, the 10 o'clock show is funny Asians, and it's him in a bow tie. And it's like, hello, I'm a Craig Mahoney. I apologize for the inconvenience.
My father met my mama after a Vietnam War.
Jersey City is not so far away.
That's hilarious. Sorry, I'm only doing one spot in the entire I done the entire festival.
The path is not the train, it is your destiny.
Take this bell buckle and find the owner.
If you could take this drinker ticket from my hand, you will be a booked on this show.
If you can make 5 people appear in front row off a street.
Hello, Robert Carey. It is a Craig Mahoney.
You need to learn how to lie about comics that are on the show. Use Dan Cook's name, Bill Burr, Louis C.K., and then give them Chris Scopa and Kelly Fastuca.
If we get the 75,000 yen, the world will know of a Micah DeStefano.
Ah, Kickstarter.
His name will be written in the stars.
And I will be able to pay rent at Stand for one more year. We need one more year to see if one.
These raper jokes won't tell themselves. Please come out.
Raper
jokes.
Do the Asians have a word for rape? Because it's, I mean, they're fairly patriarchal society.
It's called oops.
It's called your woman. You don't get a choice.
When you can't have children consensually, they're not raping.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Have you changed the camera angle in the last hour?
Yes, I have. Yes, I went back because everyone was talking.
Okay. First of all, watch your fucking tone.
Yeah, Chris.
I'm getting sick of your fucking tone. You're showing off in front of your friends.
I'm not showing off, no, but I knew.
We're not his friends.
Hey, how's this?
I just met him.
Ask me. Ready? Good. Ask me if I've changed the camera.
Hey, Bob, have you changed the cameras?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, but you know, I see how I say
Hang
it.
Hang on one second.
See how I was
say mad. It like me. Say it like me.
Have you changed the fucking cameras, dude?
I'm sorry. Yes, I have.
That's the bullshit.
All right. Anyways, is that a gold watch, Monroe? Monroe, what is that? What is that watch?
What do you mean? It's a watch. It's a gold calculator watch.
You, I was going to say, it looks like a calculator watch.
Did you wear that because Mike Lawrence was on today? You wanted
no,
to bomb?
I've always
Yo, check out my gold calculator watch.
Man,
that's
that
worth $75 out of the box.
They got a...
You didn't realize, yeah, we had two guys with Batman t-shirts on. That's a little... Yeah.
You know what I found? And when we moved, you would have loved this. I have, first of all, I have all these figurines, UFC figurines. But then I found a one-of-a-kind Max Payne box. promotional figurine.
Was it a Wahlberg Max Payne or was it game Max Payne?
It was the video game Max Payne.
Oh, sweet.
I was thinking of the 1990s WCW wrestler. That's how.
Max Payne?
Yeah, there was a wrestled Mick Foley all the time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep,
not that guy.
Yeah.
And then I found that came with a special edition Call of Duty Nogs, real Nog glasses, night vision glasses.
Oh, that's awesome.
That it comes
Where'd
in.
Where'd you find this at?
When I was moving, I have all this shit because they sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
All this crazy shit. You know, Rockstar's the shit. Yeah. He's been in. Laszlo's been here a bunch of times, but he sent me all this crazy stuff.
I love that after this podcast, no one's going to donate to his Kickstarter. No one's going to go to Jersey, but people are going to buy Max Payne action figures. Like, that's what's going to get them. Oh, those sound cool. Those are the only things that weren't nice merch.
Night vision's awesome.
Well, I think everybody should go to the Kickstarter and donate to this because like this, if you don't do it, who's going to do it? And I think people need to know about Mike DiStefano because Mike's a guy that the business really wouldn't have given a shot to.
Right.
And he forced I'm one of the, there's a lot of guys that I know. Let's be honest. There's guys that the business, they just will make these people famous no matter what. They will not take no for an answer. There's guys we all know that keep getting fucking shot after shot after shot, failure after failure, and they will not fucking, you keep going. But then there's guys that have to claw their way to their fucking shot. Yeah. And Mike was one of those guys. And right when it happened, right when he got on TV, right when he started producing stuff and getting stuff out there, he's gone. Yeah. And that was a year of Greg Giraldo, Mike DiStefano, and Patrice O'Neill all passed away in the
More
same
than a year.
Yeah. Well, I remember I was still I was just about.
I would have hate to die that year because nobody there's no benefit. I already spent my money
up because Todd Lynn died that same year. You didn't even mention him.
Yeah, Todd Lynn died the year after.
He died the same year.
No, because he was at the year Mike died.
I love that Robert Kelly's fear is being a feature in an obituary.
The year Mike died, I was with Todd and
are you guys ready for the next death? It's Mike DiStefano. Give it up. You guys, that was a good show.
How did Robert Kelly do? He got some condolences.
Give it up for Patrice and Greg and Mike. Thanks. I'm Robert Kelly. My website is www.imfuckingdeadtoo.
All the real Twitter.
He will be missed by few. No.
So, I mean, Todd Lynn did die that year. I mean,
he died the same year.
All right.
I remember
he died years before they confirmed it.
Todd Lynn.
If only we had access to some sort of device that could bring up the date.
We're not allowed to call it on a cell phone.
They have an app for that. I actually, I was in Montreal and I saw this little frail black dude walking up.
Jermaine Fowler?
And Monroe's back.
If three Jermaine Fowlers make hide in one coat, it makes one Kevin Barnett.
We
get to see adult movies. One, please.
I looked up and this guy was being walked in with a cane and somebody helping him, and it was Todd. I was like, "Oh my god! Last time I saw you, you were at the cellar telling somebody that they stink." And, you know, busting balls. And that was him. He was a mean, ornery motherfucker.
I met him once. He was so vicious to me.
Yeah.
Oh, you were white. He didn't like white comics.
Yeah.
No, he liked me.
Because you don't appear white, man.
Appear?
Yeah, right now. I would have never thought you were white. I always thought you was like Hispanic. Because he got the bald head and he got better skin than you. And
now we know why you
help. What do you mean better skin?
He's pale.
Now we know why you help Luis Gomez so much.
Yeah, you look like you could be Hispanic.
I really do help Luis a lot.
Yeah.
I saw one of Todd's last sets in Montreal where he, you know, talked about almost dying.
Yeah.
Seriously, one of the most classic things I've ever seen. I actually have it on video. Because, I don't know, for some reason, I just felt like...
Are we going to have to donate to that Kickstarter someday, too?
Dude, this all started with the video from Montreal.
Unfortunately,
Chris,
Chris, don't spoil how the bit ends.
Yeah.
Fucking Mike Lawrence is a sniper out here. He's like fucking...
Yeah, Mike, have you been... like? He's the like reason Barry why Pence. You haven't been on the show in a long time, you were rehearsing?
Yeah. He's like Get Barry ready. Pepper in Saving Private Ryan in the bell tower. He's
yeah, you're like Jean-Claude Van Damme. Kickboxer when he learns how to do the split when the little Chinese guy pulls the rope.
Or any Jean-Claude movie, he learns how to do a split.
What it is when...
Touché, motherfucker.
When Todd Lynn died, I put on my Mega Man costume and absorbed his bitterness. You've got anger. Dun, 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 dun.
Mega Man.
Hey, that's a video game reference I get. I know that one. I used to play Mega Man.
Well, so he came in and I walked up to him and I was like, hey, and he goes, Bobby, he knew
your voice.
And I was like, what the fuck? And we sat down. I have if you go back in the archives of the YKWD, there's one with me way back in the beginning with me and Todd Lynn at Montreal. Mm. And it was emotional for me. I'm actually feeling it now in a weird way. I don't feel people's death when it happens. I feel it later when I think of them. Like a lot of times when I'm driving home alone at night, I'll think of Patrice and I'll start talking to him because I'll go to call him. Because that's when I usually call Patrice. Late at night when I'm driving home from a gig or the cellar or you know, whatever, I'd call him and we'd just shoot the shit. And, you know, I remember that night. I remember talking to Todd that day and it was so, you know, to see this guy that people were afraid to go to the table when he was there because he was just... I remember I walked up to Todd one day and I go, I'm going to knock you the fuck out. That's it.
Didn't he knock somebody out?
No,
so
he did.
I
don't know who it was,
but I
walked up to him. I'm done with you. I'm fucking done with this game we're doing. I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. The next thing you say, we're fighting, and I'm fucking one. I go, I'm one punching you.
Uh-huh.
I was so mad at him because he just fucking he knew how to get, and then he just, Bobby, I like you a lot, man. I've always been a fan. I'm sorry, you know. And he was like, yeah, man, I love you, man. Yeah, I love your comedy. I respect what you do. I've always been in your corner, even when before he was famous. And I was like, all right, why are you fucking me? He goes, I'm just fucking around, man. I'm like, all right, then, because you didn't know with him, his tone wasn't. You know, I don't fuck with people I don't like. Yeah. I don't talk to you or I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's certain comics that I know don't like to get fucked with, and I don't fuck with them. I just don't do it. I used to, and then people would get mad, and fucked up. And then so I was like, I like these guys. I don't want to fuck with you. But Todd would fuck with everybody. And then from that day on, we were friends.
Yeah.
I got him. I understood him. And then I saw him there, and it was so weird to see him. Couldn't see. He told me all the shit that happened. This is a guy who 2 years before that, right?
Yeah.
Deal after deal. Deal after fucking deal. They were making him.
Right.
They had his pilot. He had all these shows. He had a podcast. I bought his equipment. Yeah. I bought his podcast equipment. His Raven microphones. These shit things that didn't work. He fucking took me for $2 at cocksucker. Oh, $2. The only thing I kept was the fucking dumb mic stand. $10 mic stands. $2
That was the thing. The night that he was like really mean to me, and I'd never known him or anything, I looked him up for about an hour. Like, it was fascinating to me, because I wanted to know, like, who is this guy? And then I wasn't angry anymore. I just like kind of felt sad.
That just made me sad to see you on a computer in a cafe.
Searching for guns. How can you imagine
typing
me?
An angry black guy in a Google search?
Searching for guns.
Who's
and
this
black people.
You know how many face. How can you imagine me doing anything but being on a computer?
How many search results would angry black guy get in Google?
I could imagine you sculpting a monster's face in clay.
It's like that Lionel Richie video.
He's like he's like fucking Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters with the mashed potatoes.
No, and I saw like pictures of like how much, you know, how like, that's the thing. He was a big dude, but how full he was, and then how emaciated he was at the end. And he was, you know,
it's weird, though. Yeah. It is weird that we did lose him very close to all those guys, and we don't really remember. But, again, Patrice O'Neill's comedy, his personality elevated him with us.
Yeah.
His comedy elevated him with the fans.
Yeah.
Mike DiStefano endeared himself with us, and the same thing. Geraldo was a great comic. Was, you know, yep. Just a great, he was that guy that the business wanted. You're gonna make it. We don't care. Comedy Central was like, fuck you, you're making it.
Yeah, he was just about to fucking blow.
Yeah, he was, you know, and he had a lot of shows and stuff and opportunities.
Yeah.
So it sucks. All these guys were taken in their prime. You know that?
Speaking
I
of
mean, in their fucking prime. Think of that. Geraldo, DiStefano, Patrice, Lynn, they all kind of popped with something.
Because the 40s are when it really, like a lot of the great guys in their 40s is when they really hit it, and they're so good because they have all that experience. And
wasn't Geraldo supposed to do the Stress Factory that weekend? Wasn't he was in Jersey?
I actually covered for him.
Yeah.
He did one show.
I was there.
And then couldn't do the next show.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, because he was, it was like that night. It was a weekend or something.
I covered for him the next week in a club, not that week.
Yeah.
I was at the Stress Factory like a week. I think the next week I was at the Stress Factory.
He did the Thursday show and then
died.
So I think maybe something like that. Yeah. It was fucking weird, man.
But is that?
I think I covered for him. I think they called me in to fill in for Geraldo.
But was that your sort of like I've heard some comments say like it was sort of like a wake up call, and that's when a lot of guys in their 40s like all of a sudden they started taking better care of themselves, eating a little healthier or something. I don't know if there's any truth to that.
When Patrice died, that's what I've seen. I've seen a lot of comics like
getting
start
thinner,
eating healthier, and stuff like that.
I know. I quit smoking to have a baby, and then I quit eating 6 months ago eating sugars and grains because I want to run around with my kid.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. I didn't get you know what the. I don't.
But see,
the only
there
thing
was
sucked,
this group of guys that were your peers that would never be able to. I'm sure that was in the back of your mind in some way.
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, when Patrice died, I was very selfish about that. He was my idol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the guy that propelled my comedy. There's a couple of people that do that. Very small list, and he was one of them that made me go. I got to work harder. I got to work harder.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a notebook. This motherfucker doesn't own a notebook. And he just went up and talked about the commercial with the dog and the cat. And it's like, I saw that and I never went on. I was too scared and I don't know what my opinion is. And I just, and now he just went up and went, these motherfucking commercials, oh, God damn it. You're so fucking funny and nonchalant about it. Yeah. And, but the thing I missed the most is his philosophy in life, because we used to philosophize all the time, and we'd talk about decision making and, you know, the business and people and how to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we talked all the fucking time, and he would answer the phone. You know, I got a lot of friends that don't answer the phone. My friends.
Yeah.
Look, they're my friends. It is what it is, but they don't answer the phone. They'll call me back in 2 weeks. And, you know, Patrice was never like that. He would answer the... If the phone rang and it was you, he'd pick it up. What's up? And you'd talk. And if he had to go, I got to go. I'm busy. Bye. You know, but that's, to me, that means the world. That's like shit you know, not all friends do. Colin does that. Colin is, you know, he doesn't have to fucking answer. The, when I call, if he's ever, he picks up the phone. You know, some guys don't do that. Patrice was one of those guys. He was the fucking best. And Di Stefano, look, I was close with Mike. Mike, I love Mike, but Mike was definitely fucking, dude, you know, so I got this thing. You know, these people love me. The people at NBC love me. He always had, I was like, all right, Mike, I get it. Everybody fuck. I used to say that to him all the time. I get it. Everybody loves you. The world, you got the world by the fucking gonads.
Mike did his Mike did his best work between the hours of 2 and 6 a.m. Because in that time,
he raped hookers.
No, and then what we're
I'm
learning
on a tight schedule. But
we're learning in our research and like what I know of him because we bonded at that time.
No, you can't learn a lot because you don't have enough money. But when you get the 75 grand,
right. You learn research so will be much back. More.
When you can open up so that fucking CSI
it's
unit,
starting to realize like we just get our bribe Google people for information. Yeah.
I give you 50 grand if you let me know what really killed Michael. It wasn't the heart. He got stabbed. He was murdered by Joe DeRosa.
Oliver Stone is directing this documentary.
Joe DeRosa got so angry on stage, he stabbed Mike. Fucking, dude, fucking flight attendants. Look out.
See where he stabbed him? Back and to the left.
That's why Joe moved to L.A.
That's one magic knife.
Billy, I got to go to L.A. Can you cover for me? Let me live in your basement.
In our research, we've come upon so many people.
By research, do you mean Google?
No.
By our research.
Plus, it's $10,000 for the research.
Ouija boards.
We found this all through his life.
Say research again. I'm throwing
research.
Some
research.
Wikipedia doesn't.
Not research. Ask questions.
His life, if someone called him or emailed him or Facebooked him, it could have been a complete stranger. If it was 2 or 3 in the morning, he would respond, yeah. And he would.
That's why he didn't make it.
And he would meet that person. And
that's why if you're that, look, man, you can't be that needy with fans.
But it wasn't. Uh-huh. It wasn't
like we've got a crack research team. It's just a magic eight ball. Did he do his best work between 2 and 6? All right, guys, my sources say no on this.
There it is.
I have one right.
What
there.
Killed Mikey D?
How great.
Get $75,000 and ask again money. Later.
This magic eight ball is. Broken.
People would call because they were having, you know, a burning desire, and he would meet them. And
a burning sensation one time, or a burning desire?
One time I said burning desire.
Can it be both?
You know what burning desire is.
Okay. Between 2 and 6 a.m. is when most of the, both of us.
One time I said burning discerner.
Burning discerner.
I was trying to be smart talking to somebody. And I was like, you know, I got this burning discerner. And they went, what? And I went, nothing. I go, goodbye.
What you meant was burning DiGiorno.
Yes. I got to get my pizza for yourself.
I love that you had the joke and this cunt just stepped on it with your joke. He jumped. You better not be doing this on my fucking show that you squeezed yourself on. Yeah, I mean,
but he would help a lot of people. He helped the country. And people,
he did.
After he died, a lot of people just came out of the woodwork.
A lot of people don't know this, though. He helped a lot of people, but he charged them money for it. And he has $75,000 hidden away.
We're looking for it.
In AA books.
Well, then you don't need the Kickstarter if you find the money.
Yeah, he doesn't.
We can't find it.
We're
trying to decode his
that's why they need the money to find it.
We're asking a team of Jews to sniff the money out.
Team of Jews.
I think it's over there. That's
we're raising
where
the money
is.
For Jew research. They can help us find the buried treasure that Mike left behind for everybody.
So what is the Kickstarter? What is the page?
Just if you go to the website, MikeDiStefanoDoc.com, and you'll see what we're trying to do, what the movie's about, what Mike's message was, and then obviously, you know, the link to the Kickstarter and the donation.
I'm going to donate $100.
Thank you. That's great.
I want you to pay me $100 for a spot.
Listen, you've been asked to perform at that club so many freaking times.
I love that your eyes close when you get happy.
Well, it's hilarious.
What do you mean? I love your club.
You're never there, dude.
I'm never there because I just had a baby. I moved.
Right.
I finally...
Go, you know, the cellar, I'm comfortable. I don't know where to go when I'm at the stand, which is hilarious.
No, here's the thing. I stand in a hall. I feel like I'm in the way.
You, all the comics know that usually they hang out in the back by the bar.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, but then the waitresses look at me like I'm a fucking, who are you? Because
you're never there.
Fat cock.
Because you're never there.
The waitresses are nice.
Do they bang comics?
They're hot. No. Say that right now. You got some hot waitresses there.
No comment on that, but I'm sure.
Listen, if you get,
I like the one from London.
Will you get away? I need to get blown. Can you get me blown?
I'm sure that could be arranged.
All right, you get me blown before I go on in the back hallway while I'm eating one of those little fucking pastries. No, I love your club, dude. I love performing there.
So come.
I will. I will definitely. But the reason why I haven't is because of my life. And here's the thing. It's so funny. I wanted to talk about this after. We're going to do a break in a second. I just moved in. My life, I had a kid. I sold my place. We moved. I say it every week. I sold it. I moved. I rent. Now we just moved in Sunday to the house.
The new house?
The new house. And I'm finally home. Like, I finally... It's like a sigh of relief to know that I'm pulling into my driveway that I have to get redone because of the fucking U-Haul truck spun up the fucking gravel. Now it's another three fucking... Do you need money? I need somebody to fucking does paving. And I'm not paying you $3,000.
Lewis don't got a cousin? Or...
You got to get Italians to do it. They're the best pavers.
Well, get me... I need
you
a paver.
You could actually just pave it in dead Puerto Ricans.
Right. Oh, fuck it, Lewis. I have Lewis Scopo. And this is, you can tell by Scopo was raised by fucking two nice human beings. And fucking Lewis the Savage wasn't. He literally cost me $1,000, this fucking... He literally cost me money. Uh-huh. I have a wood table from fucking West... What is it called? West Elm.
Louis is like, I can't pave your driveway, but I could put it in a Kimura. Yeah.
So, I don't know if I can give you that one, Mike.
That's so funny. I think that was funny.
It was funny. And they laughed. It was funny, but that's why I didn't laugh.
That's okay.
When they laugh too hard,
no, I'm doing well on the message boards. It's just,
I just pictured him doing a Kimura. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard on a human. Never mind a driveway.
Yeah.
So. I got these fucking guys over there. I got this table from West Elm. It's literally a fucking $900 table. It's this big, heavy wood, chocolate wood table. It's in the garage. It was laid down on the floor in the garage, cement floor, gently when we put it there. I go, all right, so they're helping me, Scopo and him. They go to pick it up. They just drag it.
Oh,
it weighs like 200 pounds. They drag it on the cement. You hear...
They scratch the top.
They scratch the bottom where it was dragging. I go, you can't drag fucking wood on cement. That's painted fucking, that's stained.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Both of them freeze like fucking dumb goats.
I didn't. I picked it up.
Did you do it? He's blaming you, Scopo.
No, are you kidding me? I picked it up. He was, you know, he's fucking high probably.
I believe Chris.
And he's, you know, dragging it.
He fucking drags it. I'm like, that's $1,000. That's almost $1,000. Or I got to spend a day fucking being a refinisher, which is never going to look normal. I got to do the whole thing over. Because it's never going to be the same stain. I don't... What the fuck? I'm not a carpenter. Gone. Fucking table gone. Then he's walking. I got these wood...
Wait, you threw it away?
No, I got it. Fucking dirtball.
You said gone,
listen,
man.
I'm not giving it to you.
I need it.
We need a table at my fucking dorm that I live in. So I get... he's walking. He's on his... they do one run with the truck, and then they go for a coffee break. One... We just started moving. We loaded the truck one time, and they go for a coffee break. Like, we're going back to the... I go, where are you guys going? No, we had lunch. We had lunch. We sat and had lunch. Then they go and have coffee break. You don't get lunch and then coffee break?
No. This we had a coffee break before, and then Louis like, let's just go for a Starbucks. I want some Starbucks. And he puts that fucking gorilla charm that he has. And I'm like, all right.
Gorillas don't have charm.
He has
Come on, bro. Do it.
He's like, come on. Just get some coffee.
What is it? It's called manipulation.
He watches King Kong and she's like, he's like, yeah, she kind of wanted him the whole time.
You see that? He has such charisma.
Scopo's fucking nine.
Charisma.
I just want to see the three of you move like in black and white to old silent time music.
I was moving fine. I was doing a good job. And then Lewis cuts his hand and then he mentally checked out. He cuts his hand. Oh, yeah.
I just imagine you guys dropping his furniture and then like Robert waving his arm. You kids, why are you on a.
So
like fucking Laurel and Hardy moving the piano.
He's on the phone every 2 seconds.
He moved like a pillow.
He moved a pillow. Scoble would go in and out of the house 3 times. I'd be waiting there for Lewis, just staring at the door. He'd come out with a fucking pillow. Took him 18 minutes to go up, grab a pillow, and come out. And he's on the phone with the other hand. Then he's walking with this wood. It's this wood table chair thing from West Elm again.
Uh-huh.
It's probably $150. Very expensive. He's walking out, and he puts it on, and it falls off the truck because he doesn't put it on, and it cracks right down the middle. I go,
what
Lewis,
the fuck?
I go, you got to get away from my stuff. He's like, no. I go, you're costing me money. You got to stop touching things.
Y'all didn't wrap it? I didn't wrap any of the stuff, though?
You don't have to wrap wood.
You wrap everything. If it's a wood table, you don't want it to scratch or anything.
No. You don't wrap a fucking, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You pick it up, and I had the things on the truck.
You didn't know about the years long feud between the Ottomans and the Puerto Ricans. It's really bad between Jesus those Christ. Two. You know,
these motherfuckers. Then he's holding. I swear to God, the universe just took him out of the game because wife took chef knives and wrapped them in paper towels and threw them in a box. She was trying to kill somebody, I think. So Lewis he drops the box. You look, the knives tips are sticking out of the box. These are chef knives. These
deserved it.
And he just, what?
What he did to your table?
Fucked up your shit. Two tables. That's a thousand.
I mean, if there's
that's
one
a
thing,
sign. That's a sign.
If there's one thing Puerto Ricans do know, right, it's handling knives.
Yeah. Especially that's at least $1,100 that
his
he
dead
cost
dad.
You.
took a nice hot one to the chest.
hey, he's with Jesus now.
So... Yeah, but I felt bad because he did. He had a nice slice across his hand.
Did you laugh?
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. He mentally checked out, though. He was done.
How deep was the cut?
It went like over here. Stitches? Not deep enough. No stitches.
I heard that whenever it snows, it's just Lewis's dad in heaven smuggling cocaine and dropping some of it.
All right, listen,
Lewis mentally checked out when Bobby asked him to help him move.
Well, look, I appreciate you guys. Look at
muscles.
These two guys came up and helped me move on a Sunday, which I appreciate, especially because I know they're open micers and they work so hard to not get spots on Saturday.
What about Kelly? Why didn't she help?
They were just practicing their moving techniques for the next time that they move.
No, they really helped me out. They're great. They helped me out last time too. Scopo, though, he's a fucking worker. He goes in, he gets the stuff.
Yeah, I'm white. I have a work ethic. Like Lewis.
There it is.
It's fucking true.
But if you had hired Mexicans, none of that would have happened.
I tell you who's good is the Arabs.
Oh, those guys were good last
time. Those guys are great movers.
If 9/11 taught us anything, they know how to execute a plan.
Actually, no.
The best movers I ever had were Asian.
Orthodox hijacked a plane amazing. With a box cutter. That's pretty fucking ingenious.
Israeli
took down
Jews.
Two buildings
Orthodox
with a plane.
Jews.
With one box cutter.
It's crazy.
Took down two buildings.
No, Moshe's movers.
Talk
yeah.
over
Orthodox
everybody.
Fucking
it's
Jews.
Like having those Lewis here today. When was the last time he did radio? Oh, sorry, never. Listen. Fucking good looking guy though. He's got fucking
that's what
great
you're gonna do at the show as you're performing. Just like, I got this bit.
He's hammer fisting his words into this podcast.
I don't know.
What did you say? Yeah, please.
I think that bandana is still on you. There.
Yeah, that bandana is on you.
Fuck this bandana.
I didn't talk over that.
All right, let's take a break real quick. I'm going to do some reads. Do I have to do anything?
Yeah, you got to do some reads.
All right, I'm going to do some reads. You guys watching live, we'll be back in 5. I'm going to take a piss, then I'm going to do some reads, and we'll finish out this podcast nice and around 2:30 or so. So if you're listening live, tune in, retweet, spread the word. If you are listening to this on a Monday, go fuck yourself. All right? Hey, what's going on? This is Robert Kelly. Of course, you know that because you're listening to my fucking show. Check it out. We get a bunch of sponsors. We're going to do a couple things right here, and that's it. You can either fast forward through this or listen and support our sponsors, which I hope you do. HuluPlus.com is awesome, but you know what? You need to go to it and sign up for it because it's amazing. All right, it's unbelievable. You know why? Because you can watch all your favorite shows and favorite movies anytime, anywhere. I've done it in the car waiting to go on a gig. I've signed onto my Hulu Plus and I watched a TV show right in the car waiting. I've done it on the train going back to Boston, in the airport. It's amazing. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and movies anywhere, and it's on your TV, your tablet, or your smartphone. Hulu Plus, you can watch all kinds of, like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, and Scandal. You can watch shows like Lost, Law and Order. I never watched the last season of Lost. I'm going to do that this week. I'm going to jump on my Hulu Plus and watch. I've never fucking saw what happened at the end. Isn't that crazy? Never read about it or anything. But you can try Doctor Who, The Community, and Community. You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Wrong Man and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside of the world of sports mascots. You also get access to a bunch of ad-free movies, which is awesome. That means there's nothing in them, just a straight-up movie and kids content. For only $7.99 a month, you can catch up on all your current shows, binge watch on old favorites, and catch great movies. Stream as many as you want, as many TV shows, movies as you want, whenever you want, right to your phone, tablet, or TV. Right now, you can try Hulu Plus for free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/dude. That's special offer for my listeners only. So if you get a second, just go to HuluPlus.com/dude and sign up. Okay? Make sure you use HuluPlus.com/dude and you get your extended free trial. And then they know we sent you. HuluPlus.com/dude right now. Extended two free week trial. Go to tweakedaudio.com. You guys need headphones, which you guys all do. You take trains and cars and planes and sitting by the pool or whatever. You need headphones. But like me, they break or you lose them. You spent $100 on a pair of fucking headphones or $50. Forget that. Go to tweakedaudio.com right now. All kinds of sizes and shapes, mic'd, non-mic'd, for very cheap. And they're even cheaper now because if you use the code word dude, guess what? You get 33% off. That's fucking almost half. Free shipping. That's even more money. And a lifetime limited warranty. TweakedAudio.com right now. Use the code word dude and you get 33% off. Free shipping, lifetime limited warranty on all headphones you buy from there. And use our Amazon link, as always, on our Riotcast page and Gamefly link. Gamefly is awesome. Now that I'm going to be hooking my Xbox back up, I got to get a fucking new Xbox, though. God damn it. I got to get that Xbox One. And I got to get a new TV. I get an old plasma. Plasmas are great, but they're not making them anymore. I want to get that 4K, 65-inch 4K. But then I found out my walls in my new house weren't insulated because they didn't insulate fucking walls back in the 50s. So I had to spend my TV money, my fucking 65-inch Samsung 4K smart TV money, on fucking insulation. Cotton. No offense, Monroe. On the thing. In the walls. So, make sure you go to gamefly.com and and use the code word. I think the code word's dude on everything. I think I might have fucked up one of the code words, but go fuck yourself. Who gives a shit? Go to my website. You'll see it. And make sure you support everybody on the network. Also, I want to thank all you awesome people that donate to the show. That really helps. We just were able to, the show that we did live from the Comedy Connection Rhode Island was because of you guys. You know, we got the new Zoom 6H. We took it on the road. Me and Lewis did a podcast right from the green room after the second show on Saturday because of you guys. So you guys are the best. Like I said, I put all this money back into the show. Anything you donate goes back into this network on my show to make it better for you guys. So I want to thank you guys. You guys are fucking amazing. I want to thank Christopher. Ian Rice. Awesome. I know I got to send you something, buddy. I apologize. I got these posts. I'm going to have Kelly do it. Say, Choi, I met this guy, too. This guy's a really nice guy. I don't know how to say it. Say, is it S-E-Y? C-H-O-I? Do you know? C-H-O-I.
Choi.
Choi? Say yeah. Choi. It's kind of a cool name. I like it. Heather Graves, as always, that gorgeous fucking Viking blonde that if I wasn't with my wife, I'd hit on. Jeremy Levine, Heather Graves, Robert Long, Aaron Archardson, James Nixon. You guys are fucking awesome. Thank you so much for donating to the show. Every month, you guys, even if it's $5, you guys go above and beyond. So I just want to thank you publicly. All right, we're back to the show in 2 seconds. One.
You are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
What's up? We're back. Back on this coffee bean, a little juice. All right, you guys are talking about the first half of the show, in case you're just jumping in right now. Maybe we should tweet this out again, that this is the second half. We talked about Mike DeStefano's Kickstarter doc thing. It's going to $75 million you're trying to raise.
Maybe you should lose a leg on the train or something.
We talked about the Jersey City Comedy Festival that you started, Krieg. Mm-hmm. Krieg. Yeah.
Krieg.
And we're doing our show on April 1st.
April Fool's Day of all days.
April Fool's Day. And then... we talked about Luis Gomez breaking all my shit and being a shit dick. But you can't not love him. He's a lovable oomph.
It's the right? charisma that Chris
alluded to. He's a good kid. He's a good guy. He's just gorilla. A fucking cocksucker.
Yeah. Fucking and I have he just doesn't have manners. He's like, he has a good heart, just doesn't have any manners.
He's white and Puerto Rican.
But a lot of people in comedy don't have a good heart.
One of the fans bought a book on manners that I think he's sending to us, 4K Fozzy, right?
No, it's Aaron's book.
What is it?
Mr. Manners. Aaron, who's here?
Aaron Berg.
Aaron Berg.
Aaron, yeah, Aaron.
Really funny guy.
Wrote
a book called Mr. Manners.
Oh, yeah. He bought it. Oh, shit. Okay, forget it then. I thought one of the fans bought a book on manners for Lewis, so we could teach him. That'd be great. But anyways,
well, Aaron just has to write his book in Spanish, and then it'll be fine.
I don't think Lewis knows Spanish.
Yeah, no. He doesn't know Spanish.
What? That's just so fucking sad.
Racism doesn't have to be accurate, by the way.
But it makes me sad that he would have known Spanish if his dad lived.
In order for it to be racist, drug dealer it's not
Spanish.
Accurate.
What's drug dealer Spanish?
I don't know. Fucking kilos. How many kilos to move. And watch out for that knife.
He didn't know that.
Aye, aye, aye. That
was aye, aye,
aye. Adios mio.
Adios mio.
I believe that racism thrives on inaccuracy, actually.
What a fucking radio voice. You got a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So now...
Every time Craig talks, it sounds like he's about to introduce a Hoobastank song.
And coming up next...
Ladies and gentlemen, Amber. Welcome, Amber, to stage two.
What's wrong, Mike? You just panicked.
I'm okay.
We just looked to the left and had a shock face on. Did you just see a ghost? What the fuck just happened to you, dude?
I'm okay.
Is your meds wearing out?
I don't take meds.
Oh, thank God. Well, I wanted to talk about is this fucking bugging me. It's kind of devastating. It's very, very fucking... I don't know what to do.
What's wrong?
Come on, lay it on, man.
Fucking Batman's gonna be ruined with Ben Affleck and the new suit when he's fighting Superman. Here's the thing.
I almost feel like it's an honor that this happened many months ago and you waited to have me on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I it's true. He can't fight Superman. They can't exist in the same world a movie.
They're doing. They did to do the Dark Knight Returns shit where he has the super suit. I just think it's too as a comic, it's too soon. The fucking Dark Knight. Here's what it feels like. It feels like a road comic.
who's bombing 5 minutes in and he does his closer. Like, he already takes out the guitar, and he's like, you guys ready to get wasted?
Yeah.
You know, it's like this desperate, you know. Man, I mean, I think this is my thought on the whole thing is that you have to look at show business and it as a business, and Ben Affleck made a lot of money and a lot of acclaim from Warner Brothers with Argo, and he has kids now. And I think that he is doing this for his kids. He's got the keys to the castle. He gets to make what he wants. I want to be Batman. I want my kids to see one of my movies. That's it.
Well, it's also, I mean, Warner Brothers asked him. It wasn't like he went and did it. But I think it's just too, Man of Steel ended. He was Superman for a fucking day at the end of that movie. And they're already bringing Batman into the sequel. How about, like, let him be Superman for a little while longer. And we also just had Nolan and Bale end that freaking tremendous trilogy
of
movies.
Here's the problem. If you introduce Batman in a world where you already have Superman, then that means Batman's an asshole because he didn't do anything in the first film to save anybody. He let the Kryptonians attack and didn't do shit.
Right.
He's like, I'll wait till it's contractually my time.
But what the fuck was he going to do? Listen, here's how that movie goes. Zod, right?
Uh-huh.
Smashes his dumb motorcycle with him in it, and then fist fuck Catwoman, and it comes out of her throat and throws her into a tree.
That's where you're wrong,
if
Robert.
If Batman was in Man of Steel, that movie would have been over halfway through it. He would have figured it out and just shut the whole thing down.
Yeah. See, there's two different Batmans. There's solo Batman who goes up against homeless people and Showtime kids.
Yeah,
you know, he's not, you know, he's the smartest guy in that world, but they make everyone else dumb. Then there's Justice League Batman, DC Universe Batman, where he interacts with everyone, and he's a fucking god.
Really?
Yeah. He's always the smartest guy in the room. Batman goes up against fucking Darkseid on Apocalypse and is, like, taking it as just a normal guy.
Yeah, and finds a way to beat him.
Yeah.
There's two different. So this is going to be Justice League Batman.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it even sadder that it's Affleck.
This is not Dark Knight Batman.
Yeah. No. This is the Batman who has a plan. And
yeah.
Grant Morrison in 1997 reintroduced.
We're going deep into the wormhole here.
Yeah. You asked for it. He introduced.
I love
the more I care about something, the less funny I am. But
my time to shine, baby.
Yeah.
The black is back.
Yeah. These fucking white people with their superheroes. How come the superheroes don't come to my town?
Motherfuckers be talking about heroes and shit.
Hey, you got Johnny Storm in the Fantastic Four now.
Yeah.
Johnny Storm in the Fantastic Four.
He's black.
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan.
Black guy, from
Fruitvale Station. Isn't his sister, though, the girl?
Yeah, she's she's being played by the Kate Mara.
Yep.
Who's white.
He's white.
Yeah, yeah. Jamie Foxx is playing Electro.
Hey, my sister's adopted from
Electro
Korea.
Electro wasn't black.
Electro?
Yeah, Jamie Foxx playing Electro in the new Spider-Man, but Electro was not black.
I love people with powers who can burn you are being played by black people.
It's like, yeah, they never got turned off.
Flame off!
Oh, shit, nigga, I'm too hot!
No, but, so, In 19, the nerd train.
Grant Morrison in 1997.
Don't break my concentration. I gotta get this out.
So he has a story like with Howard Porter. Howard Porter,
I love
the show.
Howard Porter,
sweetest guy.
Best.
He drew it. New World Order issues 1-4, and this basically introduces Bat God into the DC universe. He fucking beats the Hyper Clan, which are these aliens. Fucking, you know, and they beat the whole Justice League, and then Batman figures it out, finds out their weakness is fire. And is a fucking boss, and then from now on, that's kind of who Batman is in the DC universe.
Okay, so
Mike, how do you do that? Research, right?
Yes.
Google? Not
but I mean,
Google.
I think
he raised $75,000.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you guys could help, it would be really beneficial to me.
We need money.
I could continue my research into fire. I think fire is what keeps takes them out.
But Kickstarter is what I use, and also Spike Lee, even though he hates white people, he's fine with taking their money.
Okay, here's the deal. Okay, so Ben Affleck is playing Super Batman, God Batman.
Yeah, which makes it even
as
worse.
As a Boston guy, you should be, you know, because now, now we've got a Batman from Southie.
I'm not happy with it because he already did one.
And it was terrible. Daredevil. It was the worst.
Daredevil sucked.
They've done that before.
Look, he played George Reeves well.
Hang on 1 second. Let's not be too harsh on Daredevil. It's a blind superhero.
That is the most offensive thing you've said in your 20-plus comedy career. Go fuck yourself, Robert. I wish you were my dad so I could hate you two ways at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you. I wish your last name was Gomez.
Daredevil and Ray started off the same exact way.
You really hit a fucking button with that one.
Hang on, Michael, listen.
What was it, Monroe? 7 months, 8 months, motherfucker. I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
The only good note
is cut to his core, Bobby.
What Daredevil did, though, it introduced Jon Favreau to the Marvel Universe and got Iron Man.
Okay, here, let's bring up Iron Man. I have a fucking big bone to pick with Iron Man.
Iron Man was fucking sick. The second one.
No, fuck you. The second one. This first one was the shit.
How many?
The second,
hey,
let me finish this. Let me finish this, all right? The first one was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Second one was good. Not as good as the first, but I didn't think it was as bad.
Yep.
The third one, these motherfuckers, she fucking got lit on fire. And her clothes didn't. Her clothes were not superhero. They didn't.
Because she's white.
They didn't have chemicals. Didn't have chemicals. When what's her name?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
What's her name?
Pepper Potts.
Pepper Potts falls. She's one of those guys. I get it. Yeah. She can live, but your clothes.
Oh, it's a fucking terrible movie.
You just wanted to be
The fact that
it
you just
wasn't
made 19.
A terrible movie,
you made 19. Iron Man's fly in different kind, and you didn't fucking come up with a clothes to why her clothes didn't burn.
That Mandarin switch made me so.
That was the worst thing in any movie. My wife, who doesn't give a fuck about these movies, was like, I fucking hate this movie.
You know why? Because if you're gonna do a bait and switch, then what you're exchanging has to be better than what you promised. Yeah. And it was Guy Pearce breathing fire. That's what it was.
With tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was stood up on New Year's Eve. Tony, we had plans together.
But he wanted to bang Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, but also, too, yeah, you, no. Dude, you're ugly, you had fucked up teeth, your breath smelled.
Yeah. Yeah,
you look creepy. Who the fuck's going to meet you on the roof, you fucking moron?
Have you been to Williamsburg? There's a lot of
have you seen Mike Lawrence?
I don't think that, Mike.
I would be a very handsome man.
Mike, I would meet you on a roof.
I've seen pictures, Mike. You're a very handsome guy.
Chris, I'm awaiting my sympathy spot.
I mean, but did that not infuriate you?
Oh, the whole thing did. This is my thing. I don't give a fuck about accuracy so much in these movies as much as I do that they're good movies and people love these characters, you know, with the same amount of love that I do. And when they're misrepresented, like Daredevil fucking kills a dude in the first 10 minutes of Daredevil. That's not Daredevil. That is a basic conceit of the character that he doesn't fucking murder dudes and then make C-train puns.
Batman murder
C-train puns.
Is that what I did? I never even watch that movie. Is that what happens?
But he definitely does kill him.
Okay, I wish Will Smith was here because he's a psycho with this stuff too.
See, I actually enjoyed Iron Man 3. I like Shane Black's movies.
How the fuck could you motherfucker? I wish you were my dad so I could hate you twice.
I imagine so Vince loves Daredevil because it was the only movie playing in Haiti for like 2 years.
I thought Iron Man
on a blow up one of those Brookstone blow up. Iron Mall fucking screens.
They sent them Iron Man t-shirts.
Iron Man 3 is ridiculous.
No, they sent him Green
Iron Man 3.
They sent him Green Lantern t-shirts. It's the failing teams.
There you go. The losing teams.
I liked it. I liked Iron Man 3 because it showcased Tony Stark's being a hero and not Iron Man.
There you go.
That's why I liked it. I was like,
then
okay.
I'd say it was great if it was called Tony Stark 3.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. I'm not to see fucking Tony Stark. I'm seeing to see a new version of the fucking thing that has different missiles. So when he goes, it's a one-off. I need that little line of laser beams. And then, Mandarin? How great? They took one of the greatest actors of our generation.
Yeah,
one of the greatest villains
Academy Award winner,
all times. Hanks. This guy is the get if you're going to get a villain. Yeah. And you did it. And then you fucking switched him into some pandering fucking junkie.
Oh, yeah, that was
and
shitty.
Then you fucked me because you showed me how small he is in real life because you put him up against regular people and he's this little tiny girl. Yeah. He's a little girl. Now I'll never see a movie he does
Wait,
again.
Did you think Ben Kingsley was tall before that movie?
In fucking...
Gandhi?
No, not that one. The one where it's like, you fucking cunt.
Oh, Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast.
The best performance of a villain of all time.
You took the villain from Sexy Beast.
He's phenomenal.
And you put him in a fucking... Yeah, movie, and you put him in the last one of the trilogy, yeah. And you fucking made him a piece of shit. And then at the end, when she came out of that fire and her fucking titties weren't out, they could have just cut. Here's what they could have done:
the bra.
They cut to her being naked. Okay, and they show one ass shot of Gwen, which we deserve at this point with Gwyneth's career. We deserve a fucking ass shot at least.
It wouldn't even been her
Let
though.
Me see
it
you
doesn't
cheat.
Even matter.
I want to know what the Coldplay guy's getting. You know.
Yeah.
No, wait. That's not. Is that her husband? The Coldplay.
Yeah.
Because even in the
Martin.
Hulk, even in the Hulk on Avengers, they explain it. He was naked when he was in the rubble. He was naked, and they didn't show his cock. But he was naked.
And he landed in Jersey City.
Shrink, though? I always wonder if it's like a massive cock or is it a shrink up because of all the muscle?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What is the deal?
Yeah, what is Hulk?
Back then, they didn't think of
dicks. It would be a bigger dick. I'm assuming. All of them.
I mean,
bigger,
right?
You don't see the bulge in the pants. So
yeah, Mike, explain the cock
like
theory
little...
on Hulk.
Oh, Hulk cock?
Yeah, let's.
I mean, everyone back then had the fucking underpants and the, you know, shorts and shit. Like, they would have giant. There was a dragon named Fing Fang Foom, which sounds more racist than the Asian act out I did for 5 minutes. and he literally, he had fucking. Pants. Yeah. He was an ancient dragon from like beneath the sea, and he had fucking under. They all had underwear.
Okay,
it's just a comic.
Now is the Hulk black? Maybe. Is he a black slave?
The Hulk?
Yeah, man.
What?
Because he doesn't have a real villain. His only villain is the government. That
what do you mean? He has Abomination. He has the leader. He has Absorbing Man. He has the UFOs.
All made by the
Pantheon.
Government. All made by the fucking government. They all created them to stop the Hulk.
He has the Bi Beast.
I'm not getting into another fight with you, so.
Shut up! Shut the fuck up! I love you, man. All of those were created to stop
him.
Yeah,
black people can never say, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. It's like, you wouldn't like me at any time at all.
If the Hulk was
Jesus
black.
Jesus Christ.
If the Hulk was black, his thing would be, oh, this motherfucker.
And it would have been a motherfucker in there. You wouldn't like me, motherfucker, if you pissed me off.
Black people get pissed at the Hulk because all they have is when Tyler Perry morphs into a Madea, you know?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry is the black Hulk.
She is. That's it. There you go.
So do you think.
Hallelujah. How you doing?
Do you think old black actors, women actors, are pissed at Tyler Perry because they're losing all the roles?
Fuck yeah. He's playing all
this motherfucker.
Yeah. Everyone got on Jared Leto. It's like, why isn't a transgender playing this role? Why is Jared Leto playing this role? You don't hear old black women bitching about fucking Tyler Perry.
Because Matthew, they don't want to fucking bother Matthew McConaughey propositioning for head for $50 in his trailer.
Think of all the food.
Yo, daddy, I'll suck your dick, Maddie.
Yeah. Think of all the food Tyler Perry is knocking out of Esapatha Murphy.
All right. Everybody's talking to everybody. We got to settle down a little bit. Me too. I want to ask you a serious question. You know the show gets really whipped up when everybody's just... I look at your face and everybody's like, I got one. Except for Chris.
He got his Italian slip and slide shoes on. I fucking hate those square toe sophomore prom shoes.
He's all comfortable. He's like, why you guys are so mad about the Hulk? He's a nice guy.
Like his granddad died in those shoes.
His Italian slip and slide shoes.
That lets you know he's a guy in charge of shit.
Yeah. No, they got no grip.
I don't have grip.
Yeah, he's not Chris running shoes. Like you. He doesn't have to always be on the go.
I got to run to my interviews.
He's not I'm working in the late. Kitchen.
He's like, what interview?
I don't fucking know. I'm sorry. Right,
listen,
I tried.
Listen.
It's weird. It's weird for Monroe to see someone with shoes and know they won't be murdered for them.
Oh, that was fucked up. That was bullshit. Because they're sneakers. They're not shoes. Black people don't murder for shoes.
Sorry. The Florida hulks out in me sometimes.
There's not an Air Jordan logo.
Floridian.
Let me ask you a question, Michael. We got Batman coming in. Yeah. Why is he going to... First of all, why is he fighting Superman? And second of all, how is he going to fight the Man of Steel? Is his suit made of...
They've done it before.
So talk to me.
Okay, well, the whole Superman and Batman.
Talk to me without your head exploding.
Well, I mean, come on, this is my passion. Superman and Batman have literally been friends since the 40s. They were best buddies for years. There's all these, fucking covers of them playing baseball together. It's very gay, but they got each other. They fucked Robin together. They were best friends for literally, I'm going to say, 45 years. Then the Dark Knight Returns happens. Frank Miller, 1986, yeah. And that's when Superman and Batman really fight for the first time. And there's this panel where he's like. Bruce goes, like, I want you to know, Clark, I did this to you. And ever since then, anytime they meet, it's always, hello, Bruce, hello, Clark, and they hate each other. And everyone's trying to ape that one fucking moment again. And it sells.
What do they fight over? What could they possibly fight over?
I think what Frank Miller did is he took the two differences inherent in the characters is that, like, Batman's a darker guy and Superman's more the Boy Scout and sort of played that up.
It's the city guy and the farm guy.
Yeah, basically. And it's like, in your darkest moments, Clark, I want you to remember the one man who beat you.
Yeah, exactly.
And that moment kind of really did change their relationship.
And it was
forever.
A great single story.
Yeah.
And it just became canon. And now everyone does that. I think what happened was Man of Steel did well. It didn't do exactly what they wanted. And now they're like, we need the fucking money. So they're putting Wonder Woman in this.
Who's Wonder Woman?
Gal Gadot from the Fast movies.
Which one's that?
Let's look her up.
The one with the little titties?
She's Israeli.
The Israeli one?
She's hot. She's hot.
Well, give me a fucking picture of her.
Here's what I think is going to happen in Man of Steel.
I want a picture of her.
Is that the sequel is that Man of Steel, basically, you had Superman and like this alien being come down and these aliens and they level the city.
It's one of Superman's.
Well, they're aliens.
What did you think of that movie? Because I think it's one of the
I'll get into that,
worst.
But I want to hear this. I
think the sequel is going to be is you're going to have Ben Affleck as a retired, semi-retired Batman come out. He sees this alien come to Earth, level half of Metropolis in a fight, and he's going to sort of come out of retirement as like, I got to deal with this shit now.
Right.
I think that's where it's going to come. It's like this guy, he might be here to help, but he's also a danger because tens of thousands of people died at the end of that fucking
Jesse
movie.
Jesse Eisenberg is like Luthor.
Yeah.
On Social Network.
That's weird.
Squinty-eyed fuck?
You know what? I'm gonna defend that choice. I think it makes perfect sense.
Of course you will, because he's a nerd and you defend nerds.
No, because in the old days, a billionaire was an old, bald, fucking, evil dude, Daddy Warbucks guy. Uh-huh. Who are the billionaires now? The fucking
nerds.
Twerps.
And Lex Luthor is supposed to be a genius. He is a nerd. He's a scientist. He's a fucking
Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay, I'm okay with the Wonder Woman choice. I'm in.
She's amazing.
And because she's so hot, I'm in with the fucking Zuckerberg guy, whatever his name is.
But because Mark Zuckerberg is a billionaire and so is Lex Luthor, that's who's evil now. These fucking .com motherfuckers.
Okay, so here's the deal. That makes sense to me. Okay, I'll buy that.
You switch me. Yeah.
You switch me on that. I think she's smoking hard. Her titties are a little small, but hopefully they boost them up.
Small
now,
titties.
She's real.
Wonder Woman has big fucking titties.
She'll be wearing a bustier. So.
Now, Wonder Woman, here we go.
They'll be supporting.
Yes.
You asked me what I thought of the Superman one. I like the movie. People complain about why couldn't he fight a tornado and save his dad. I know why he didn't. His father's biggest fear was that people would find out about him too soon and take him away because he knows what the government and what people do. Frankenstein. He didn't want his kid to be a Frankenstein. And he was like, look, this is my life. I was going to die here. Okay. This is my death. You not now. And he made him stop and he shouldn't have. They should have, but they had to kill the father, right?
Yeah, they had to.
They had to kill him.
Bullshit.
Why didn't
okay, why?
Bullshit.
Why? Why wouldn't
they
kill him?
I've already heard Mike on this, so this is great.
Let's go.
I'm with you on this one, Bobby.
Okay, so here's the problem. The story of Superman.
I'll tell you the problem. You don't agree with me.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
No, but the story of Superman is that he's supposed to come to Earth.
Yep.
And Earth is supposed to make him a better person and a hero, despite his shitty immigrant past. Right? You come to America. That is the story. Siegel and Schuster were fucking Cleveland Jews. That's the story of Superman.
Okay. Yep.
And the problem with the movie is they make the fucking Earth people dickbags. Fucking Pa Kent's like, maybe you shouldn't save these kids. Pa Kent's like, you know what? I don't love my wife. I'll go fuck this tornado instead. Like, what kind of piece of shit does that? And then what happens is he doesn't get the costume until he finds his original heritage. Fucking Jor-El is basically Clippy from Microsoft Word in this movie.
Clippy
just explaining in a tutorial, this is how you fly. This is how you use your powers. This is why you should be a hero. And that is completely diametrically opposed to what the point of the story is, that Earth makes him better. His fucking parents, his adopted parents make him Superman. They're the ones who teach him good. They tell him to save people. And despite the cold alien place that he came from, he's a better person because of us. And this movie completely says, fuck you to that. Earth's a shitty place. You can destroy buildings and kill people.
Right.
You have to find this fucking ship that's been there 18,000 years for whatever reason, and that's why you're a hero. I hate that.
What about
that
the buildings
so much.
Being demolished at the end? What about all
he
that crazy shit?
That's not a hero. That's not a superhero.
So him killing all those people.
That was 9/11. That was 9/11.
Yeah, that was like the
end. That was 9/11 times 9/11.
The end of the Avengers I could buy because it was these monsters and blah, blah, blah. But there was a lot of repercussions.
Yeah.
They got into trouble. Bad things.
Yeah. But there was no product placement in the battle scenes in the Avengers. And in this, he's knocking them through an IHOP. He's not.
Yeah.
I don't
Home
even think
people,
Sears exists anymore.
But they also,
this movie.
The Avengers went out of their way to contain the damage and to save people.
First of all, Sears does exist. I just got an awesome fridge with soda water built in.
Okay.
Just don't let Gomez move it.
Shit, that's awesome. That's
remember
awesome.
Remember that scene when Captain America tells the cops, all right, you go there and take care of
these.
There's no scene like that in Man of Steel.
It's just
but there's no
Man
human.
Also, only destroyed Grand Central Station. Like
and you
that
know
whole
why
area.
It is? Because he had shitty parents.
That was Cleveland, by the way.
Yeah.
No, on the bridge, that was Grand Central.
No, dummy. That was shot in Cleveland.
They shot those street scenes in Cleveland.
All of it was in Cleveland.
Like Grand Central.
Yeah, that's called the movie.
And so there's a thorough line.
I don't believe you. Yeah, those look like real monsters to you, asshole. Yeah.
Monsters don't exist, man.
But there's a thorough
line. You don't remember
line.
The wormhole above New York?
What did you do on the break? Did you go pop a fucking lewd? What the fuck happened to you?
I love Mike's all fired up.
But there is a complete thorough line in Man of Steel that because of the shitty adopted parents he has, he's raised to be the kind of person who wouldn't care if buildings fall down.
That's weird. And look, you changed my mind again. I hate this movie. I'm really just a fucking spineless jelly.
But this is the big problem, okay?
Fucking chubby guy with a beard can make me change my mind in 2 seconds.
He's chubby?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to look at the stomach.
I'm kind of fat, yeah.
That's a chubby. Come on.
Not to you.
That's
you're portly, he's chubby.
That's the physique of a man happy and in love.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
But the thing is, in a world of cynicism where fucking people, you know, are on their cell phones all the time, where people don't love each other, where people are fucking horrible and awful pieces of shit.
Amen.
Yes.
That's when we need Superman. We need the fucking good guy. And this movie was cynical and mean and disgusting. This is the kind Superman in this movie is the kind of guy who will heckle you during your set and say he's helping you out, bro. Fuck that guy.
So what are we gonna?
Wow. Jesus Christ!
You know he's involved. He's not even looking at anybody. He's looking down at the table.
I know.
So
I don't want to raise kids in a world where this is their Superman because it shows me there's no.
So what
hope
are we gonna
future.
Do? What are we gonna do with this movie? Are you in on this movie? This new movie where Superman and Batman fight because they're using the same Superman, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So which I thought was the best choice since. Reeves. I thought he was great.
It wasn't a great movie. He was a good Superman. He was a good choice.
I have no problems with his performance.
Way better than the other Superman.
Yeah, he looked like Superman.
But, I mean, I just don't like what it says about the world that we live in. And I think that you sometimes have to look at art and think that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think this is about comedy. Every fucking generation gets the comedy it deserves. you know.
So our generation deserves mediocre comedy.
You look at all of, like, the mean spirited, where it's like fucking blonde haired white guys just shitting on people and getting no comeuppance. That's what we deserve.
Who's that?
Damn.
Like, look at Tosh.0, where he's just making fun of poor people getting hurt the whole time.
That's weird. That's weird that you say that. You know, I don't watch.
That's 1% comedy.
I don't. Now that I had a kid, I don't know what happened, but I watched some of these little videos, and I'm like, the little kid just fucking. What the fuck are you laughing for?
Yeah.
You know, but some of the shit makes me laugh. I love a nice nut job on a fucking bar with a skateboarder.
But I think that sort of comedy has been around forever.
Hear his head crack on the thing. Good, you shouldn't be doing that. It's a public place.
Like, there's two types of, like, ruling comedy that have gotten popular in the last few years. The kind like that where it's just a fucking rich white guy who's shitting on people that are beneath them and they never get to fight back. Or comedy that has no point. Like, Ellen hosting the Oscars was anti-comedy. But that's in a world where people get so PC and offended. Did you see where she just buys rich people pizza? That was a bit. Someone got paid to write that and thought that was funny.
You didn't think that was cool, though? Let me say,
no,
you didn't
think
it was
cool.
Horrible. You didn't think it was cool to see Harrison Ford hungry? Like, legitimately go. When he wanted the pizza, they walked by him and he went, "Whoa, motherfucker, I'm hungry." Yeah.
But you notice none of them really ate it.
Harrison Ford fucking ate it.
That's because nobody's LA seen pizza sucks.
Nobody's seen Harrison Ford hungry since American Graffiti.
Yeah,
there it is.
Oh, you really have to be on my show? Can you just switch to the 10 with your quips, you bartender? Listen,
he thought it was Pizza the Hut, and he was getting revenge.
No,
oh my God, that was even worse.
The same movie.
No, but I mean, did you genuinely thought that was funny, the pizza bit?
I didn't think it was funny, but I thought Ellen came out and her jokes were good. I thought the one about the things could happen, like 12 Years a Slave could win, and if it doesn't, we're all racist.
That was funny.
I thought that was I think Ellen's a great comedian.
After that,
well, look, hosting the Oscars is the motherfucker. As when you're a comic. It's the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. But so Rock did it with some edge, you know?
And he got blasted for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he hasn't done a shitty movie since.
No, he's Grown-Ups too. Come on.
That was Adam Sandler. And they all got Maseratis. How great is that? Yeah. Except for Colin. What the fuck's that? Anyways, come on, Sandler. Get your shit together. Give the ones that need. Yeah. You know what? Fucking those three bald guys already have fucking Maserati money.
No, I saw Rock driving Rock in his Maserati like a month ago in the village. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, listen, I'm interested to see it. I'm also interested in, are they going to do another Avengers movie?
Yeah, Age of Ultron.
I think Captain America, Winter Soldier looks awesome.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy looks fantastic.
Oh, what's that?
Great.
Oh, you gotta watch that trailer.
Man, what is it?
Awesome. It's coming out in August.
What's it about?
It's a bunch of, like, it's more like a sci-fi, but a bunch of the space heroes get together. You know Thanos from the last movie?
Yeah.
So I think that, like, it's going to lead towards that.
Okay, and then we have Star Wars, too, is happening again, correct?
Yeah.
And who's going to be in that?
Nobody knows yet. Except, apparently, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, and Mark Hamill are all going to be back for it as older versions.
What is it, though? How are they going to be
It's just going to be Harrison Ford eating pizza for 3 hours. I need this.
Yeah, they haven't, right? They haven't said shit about it, except that it's coming out in 2 years.
You know, I just wish they wouldn't do it. I wish they'd let it go, because we're so beyond that now. We're in, you know, after the Avengers, after now all these movies are so amazing, and the action, so the special effects, and the storylines. I think we've grown out of Star Wars.
You know why because we were talking about Iron Man. You know why Iron Man was great and most of them aren't? Because they made a good movie first.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it was anchored by a fantastic performance where a guy was fighting for his career, gave a fucking shit.
Yes.
Because that year was like, it was...
Yeah, Robert Downey, yeah.
Yeah, and then a few months later, you had Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you saw both these guys fucking fighting. And then by the time Iron Man 2 comes out and they're both in it together, they're already comfortable again and there's not that desperation and that need to fucking steal the show.
He played Tony Stark a lot darker in the first one.
He did.
He was a flawed character.
And you cared about him.
He was in the fucking Humvee going, what are you doing, gangsters? No, don't do that. No, I'm kidding. Throw him up.
Yeah.
He's just so quick and funny, and that's him.
Right.
But that's the thing with sequels, too. It's like, if you look at, like, the first Pirates of the Caribbean, Johnny Depp is phenomenal as Jack Sparrow. You don't want to see that again. It's not. It's like people were like, "What if there was a Beetlejuice sequel? Beetlejuice would not be as fun the second time."
No, but what about
when Hannibal Lecter came back by Anthony Hopkins? You're like, yeah, there's something magical about that first time and not knowing.
Yeah, this is why. That's why Bill Murray keeps saying no to Ghostbusters 3 because he knows that it's.
Harold Ramis said no also.
Are they gonna do another Iron Man? Is that what they're gonna do?
I think it's done. I think it's done.
Yeah. So is it Cap? He's just gonna come back for the Avengers.
I think his contract's up after that movie too.
Are they
Robert
gonna
Downey.
Do another like Hawk or whatever? Or they're not gonna. Not.
They don't know about that. Ant Man is definitely coming out, which I'm very excited about.
Fuck is Ant Man?
Directed by Edgar Wright, who did Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. And,
I love those guys.
He's fucking amazing. So
it's gonna be him.
You see World's End? That was a great fucking movie.
It was a great
World's
movie.
End was amazing.
So good.
Why do I love those three fucking idiots?
They're fucking great
because
and charming.
They're brilliant.
I know there's four, but I like the three. Really made me fucking laugh. Especially the two. They're just great. Yeah. And I love British humor. I really do. I fucking love it.
Did you ever see Spaced?
What's that?
That's their show that they made before they got Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, where can you see
Netflix.
That? How about Hulu Plus?
No, it's not on Netflix anymore.
How about HuluPlus.com? Is
possibly.
It on that?
Possibly. I would go to HuluPlus.com and check.
All right, check it out. We're going to wrap this up. I can literally talk about this forever. I'm going to have you back on, and we're going to do a comic book thing.
That'd be great, man.
You guys into that? We'll do a whole show on comic books. Monroe, how you doing? You're biting your thumb like a kid. You all right?
No, I'm good.
Your blood sugar just went down. What the fuck happened?
I always do that, man.
What do you mean?
I always bite my nails and stuff. Look at him.
Did you go outside and get high?
What?
Did you go outside and get high?
I don't get high, man.
Dude, you're talking a little weird.
What is your life?
Did you have a beer?
What?
Yes.
But I'm fine. That was like drinking water.
You're just kind of being adorable right now, and I don't know. It's weird. You're not
want to pinch his cheeks.
Did I also change your mind on Daredevil?
I'll tell you on Daredevil. It was a sucky movie. It was terrible. But here's the thing.
Elektra stunk.
Yeah. What's worse is they made Elektra.
I saw Elektra was
on my birthday after being dumped out of a 5-year relationship.
You're lucky you made it
worse.
So,
wow.
You're lucky you didn't hang
That's
yourself.
My bottom.
Jesus,
that's
Christ.
My fucking bottom.
Yeah, dude, Bullseye. That motherfucker.
They made him Irish. Top of the morning to you.
Fucking stinks.
Yeah, he was shit.
I'm pretty sure Colin Farrell.
They introduced him to House of Pain music.
I don't like Colin Farrell. I don't think he's a good actor.
See in Bruges. In Bruges,
good actor.
He was good in that
Mary Poppins movie too.
What?
What?
I saw it.
He was good, right?
Saving
Mr. Banks. He was very good in it.
It's the best movie about dad issues that you don't think is going to be about dad issues.
And then I didn't like Total Recall. That's all it is dad issues. But it also gives you a behind the scenes, not accurately of this lady and Mary Poppins and how hard it was to make it. I mean, you know, he was like, "You want to go walk around Disney World with Walt Disney?" She's like, "No." He's like. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
It's hard to make a movie about Disney by Disney because you know they edited out all the
racism.
Jew hate.
Didn't he hate fucking Jews?
No,
he,
oh, yeah. That's really not true. Actually,
I mean, what are you fucking Walt Disney Jr.?
I studied animation for a couple years.
He thought that Jews were sleepy and dopey and grumpy.
All right, we're gonna end on that. You guys, thank you so much. Plug the site one more time.
It's MikeDiStefanoDoc.com, and you can find out all the information there, and it'll get you to the Kickstarter.
Please go to the Kickstarter. Go to the website. Donate $1, $5, $100, $500. This is a documentary for a great comedian, a great man, a great friend to all of us, and we want to keep his memory alive, you know, and this is how we do it. We do it with Patrice's benefit every year just to make sure that they're not forgotten. So make sure you go to the website and donate to the Kickstarter so these guys can get Maseratis. What do you got, my friend?
MonroeMartinComedy.com. Go in there. I got a lot of dates. I'm at the stand a lot. That's it?
Jesus
I'm doing
Christ.
A lot of stuff, but
what do you have,
I'm not
five followers on Twitter? Promote yourself, goddammit.
I don't know.
All right, goodbye. Monroe, thanks for coming back, buddy.
Thank you very
much. What do you got, Krieg?
Well, we got the Jersey City Comedy Festival.
April 1st. Make sure you come down.
Jersey
You're on the
City
show. Luis Gomez, Dan Soda, Joe List, Kelly Festuca. I'm all out of breath. There's so many people on the show. Chris Scopo and myself.
Yeah, and that's jccomedyfestival.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Craig Mahoney. And we're looking for artists. We're doing a big group art show. It's an art tribute to comedy. You know, draw paintings, comedians, whatever. So if, if you're an artist listening, go to jccomedyfestival.com. You can submit to that.
Awesome. What do you got there, Mike?
At the Mike Lawrence on Twitter, MikeLawrenceComedy.com. I'll be on Comedy Central's At Midnight again on March 25th.
Awesome.
I love doing that show.
What is it?
That's a great show.
It's Chris Hardwick. It's that you make fun of the internet. It's a game show. It's fucking hilarious. You make,
is it poor white people make fun of rich people?
No, it's poor white people making fun of poor white people.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, the logo is a snake eating itself. and I'll be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival April 23rd through the 26th.
I heard that's a great festival.
It's so fun.
I did South by Southwest 2 years, so I'll never be invited there. Or it's my comedy's not good enough for them. But have fun out there. Thanks for coming on, both of you guys.
Thank you.
I mean, one of you more than others. No, I'm kidding, dude. You guys are great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
what do you guys, Scopo?
Just follow me on Twitter, at Chris Scopo.
Yeah, how many? Are you getting followers?
I'm getting more followers, yeah. I got up really fast, and then I'm kind of leveling out now.
Seven. He's at seven.
retweet. Follow Friday, whatever the fuck you do for Chris Scopo. You guys are greatest fans out there. I really appreciate it. Last night's show was packed up at the Riotcast, My Wife Hates Me show. You guys support us.
It was
amazing.
Awesome.
It was an amazing night. Make sure you look out for that. And thank you so much. Hang on 1 second.
Come see Bobby at the stand soon.
Come see me at the stand. Yeah, while we're at the Comedy Cellar. Good for you. Comedy Cellar. At the sand sometime, maybe. But you guys are the best. Thanks a lot for listening. Oh, yeah. Let's do my dates. Go ahead.
March 29th.
Well, I don't know when this is coming out. Just go to RobertKellyLive.com. I'm in Jersey.
You'll be in Canada for a while,
I'm in Canada for the whole month of April. We're doing April 1st. We're doing the show at the Jersey Comedy Festival. I'm in Tampa, Florida, doing the roast for Cowhead.
And then the Wilbur.
Yeah, the Wilbur. I'm doing a really great date. At the Harris Comedy with Nick DiPaolo. Me and Nick DiPaolo in Atlantic City at the Harris. So go to their website for that. Check RobertKellyLive.com. Follow me on Twitter. You guys are the best. Thanks for listening. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.